Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Apply the brakes even when they're in automatic mode, and we found on scene that some evidence indicated that the brakes might have been applied.
CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes says investigators will try to reconstruct just what happened by using two other trains.
What the NTSB hopes to determine with this reenactment is just how close the striking train needed to get to the train that was stopped before the operator noticed the other train and started to apply the emergency brakes.
A breath of fresh air? Well, don't count on it if you live in one of hundreds of neighborhoods around the country. Let's get that story live from CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
The EPA finds there's an elevated cancer risk in 600 neighborhoods around the country because of what's in the air. Part of Los Angeles with all its traffic congestion is at the top of the list.
In other areas, you may see single or multiple industrial sources.
Like number two, an area of Madison County, Illinois, where industry adds chemicals to the air, says Dave Gwinnup at the EPA.
These will be areas where we will be putting our resources.
Reporting live, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
In Iran, a generally quiet day amid new vows from the Supreme Leader that he will not bow to pressure on the country's disputed presidential election. For the latest, we go to the Iran desk in London and CBS News reporter Vicky Barker.
The Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says Iran's government will not give in to bullying, and he's implied that the security forces' violent crackdown on the protests is legal because the demonstrations they're breaking up are illegal. Analyst Mehrdad Kansari says that for now, the government does seem to be preventing further mass protests.
They're being clamped down in side streets as they try to make their ways towards announced locations, and that has been a tactical success, you might say.
The pro-government media continues to call the protests part of a foreign plot to destabilize the country. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer has just been expelled from Tehran. She says she left behind a deeply divided nation.
The country, in effect, is ungovernable at the moment without this very heavy-handed approach, because it's split. You know, there's the half of the country that loves Ahmadinejad and the other half that loathe him. The clergy are going to have to find a way to get the two halves of the country to cooperate.
The Taliban is denying one of its leaders narrowly escaped being killed when suspected U.S. missiles hit a funeral in northwest Pakistan yesterday. Some 55 people died in the attack. Intelligence officials say several senior members of the Taliban were among them. An Afghan general says his troops and U.S.-led coalition forces have killed 23 suspected Taliban fighters in southern Afghanistan. It's 21st century warfare, and the Pentagon wants to be prepared. Let's get the story live from CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. How is the military preparing, Peter?
Well, Nick, it's setting up a new cyber command to oversee the efforts to protect the Pentagon's vast cyber networks and even run warfare. President Obama has voiced concerns about preparedness for cyber spying and attacks. There have been reports that China and other countries have tried to hack into U.S. systems. Earlier this year, officials confirmed a virus in Pentagon computers and an attack against the U.S. electrical power grid. Defense Secretary Gates wants this new command to be up and running next year. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Wednesday morning edition of the CBS World News Roundup, where the time is now 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Denver's saving money this fall by closing the polls.
We made a decision that we are going to conduct our 2009 coordinated election via an all-mail ballot election.
Denver clerk and recorder Stephanie O'Malley says ballots will be mailed to Denver voters 22 days before the November 3rd election. The ballot contains school board races and ordinances. Buy water-saving appliances, get a tax credit. That's the idea behind a bill being proposed by Congressman Mike Kaufman and Senator Mark Udall.
It would create a 30% tax credit on the purchase of products that have earned the Environmental Protection Agency's WaterSense label.
Senator Udall, the lawmakers say water-saving appliances could save some families up to $170 a year while conserving that precious resource. Sports, Rockies get beat by the Angels. Final score 4-3. They'll play the final game of that series tonight in Anaheim. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
24 world-renowned chefs, each battling for the title Top Chef Master. Yes, Bravo's Top Chef has a spin-off show, and it's just as tasty as the original. This time, though, the chefs don't have to live together. They just have to cook together, against each other, navigating waters similar to those experienced by their less experienced Top Chef predecessors. These guys are pros, though, so it should all be smooth sailing, right?
Reports suggest that Will Smith is about to star in a new movie focusing on the events of Hurricane Katrina. The American Can will tell the story of John Keller, nicknamed the Can Man, after rescuing 244 people from an apartment building called the American Can Company, before directing the eventual rooftop rescue. No release date yet.
Were you fast enough to snag your own little piece of internet history? Within hours of allowing Facebook users to register a unique username, millions had secured their personalized web address and were redirecting their friends to facebook.com/, followed by their shiny new username. If you weren't fast enough to secure yours, you'll have to either come up with something unique or add some digits at the end of the one you want.
After a huge success in movie theaters, Kung Fu Panda is set to hit the small screen. Nickelodeon is planning a 26-episode television series revolving around the martial arts-loving panda Po. It's not known yet if Jack Black will reprise his role as the voice of the panda in the series, which is set to launch sometime next year.
Yesterday about my mistake of chucking my wife's phone out of my cooler, emptying the water and ice out of the soft cooler I packed at the pool on Monday. $300 mistake. Chucked it out from my balcony, hit the concrete down below, and shattered it into about 8 pieces. That mistake, $300. Sweet. But Stacy has a new phone. Meanwhile, I've been waiting for a new phone for about 2 months. Mine is, I think I have the worst telephone ever made. It's one of those little T-Mobile dashes. Gosh. Anybody have one of those? I contend that these are the worst phones ever made. My alarm goes off at like 4:45 in the morning every morning, even though it's not on. On the weekends, drives me nuts. Did you get to see the president's news conference yesterday? Going to open it up this morning here for the first hour anyway at 303-713-7600. Most of the talk centered around the Iranian crisis, as well as health care, a little bit about his new smoking bill, stimulus. But I wanted to get your feel on what you thought about it. And I'll read this story from AP. Dramatically hardening the U.S. reaction to Iran's disputed elections and bloody aftermath, President Barack Obama condemned the violence against protesters Tuesday and lent his strongest support yet to their accusations the hardline victory was a fraud. Obama, who has been accused by some Republicans of being too timid in his response to events in Iran, declared himself appalled and outraged by the deaths and intimidation in Tehran's streets and scoffed at suggestions he was toughening his rhetoric in response to the criticism. He suggested Iran's leaders will face consequence if they continue the threats, the beatings, and imprisonments against protesters, but he repeatedly declined to say what actions the U.S. might take, retaining, for now, the option of pursuing diplomatic engagement with Iran's leaders over its suspected nuclear weapons program. The eighth extended news conference of Obama's presidency also veered into the intricacies of the health care reform debate, the effectiveness of the economic stimulus package, and a revealing personal moment in which he acknowledged he is still an occasional smoker despite trying to quit. I would say I'm 95% cured, but there are times where I mess up, the president said the day after signing an anti-smoking bill into law. He said he doesn't smoke daily, nor does he light up in front of his children. 95% cured? Come on, President Obama. You don't smoke daily? I don't know. I hate people, I don't hate President Obama, but I don't like people that say, don't smoke and while they're smoking. You think this is a hypocritical moment on the president's part? 303-713-7600. Fellow Democrats are fretting about the jaw-dropping cost estimates of reforming health care. A series of polls have underscored deep unease among independents and moderates over the soaring deficit, and his overall approval rating, while still high, has been slipping a little bit. Obama pushed lawmakers to deliver on his ambitious goals of overhauling health care and energy, both in peril. Also acknowledging that the unemployment rate is going to climb over 10%, Obama said he's not satisfied with progress so far from the $787 billion economic stimulus plan passed in January. He said aid must get out faster, and some programs, like the one aimed at helping save some homeowners from foreclosure, need adjustment. Still asked if he would call for more stimulus spending, he said not yet because I think it's important to see how the economy evolves and how effective the first stimulus is. Now on health care. Obama left open the door to abandoning his demand that people under any revamped system have the option of choosing coverage from a government-funded program. We're still early in the process, he said, so you know we have not drawn lines in the sand other than reform has to control costs and that it has to provide relief to people who don't have health insurance or are underinsured. You want to talk about his stance on health care? Meanwhile, today, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius told lawmakers that President Barack Obama is willing to listen to suggestions on how to pay for a health care overhaul as long as they don't increase the deficit. A new Washington Post ABC poll found that most Americans are very concerned that a health care overhaul would lead to higher costs, lower quality, fewer choices, a bigger deficit, diminished insurance coverage, and more government bureaucracy. About 6 in 10 are at least somewhat worried about all of these factors, the poll found. More than 8 in 10 said they were satisfied with the quality of care they now receive and were relatively content with their own current expenses. 80% said they're okay with what they got now. Are you in that category? 303-713-7600. A government-run health insurance option is needed to discipline insurance companies, Barack Obama said. Part of his rallying cry for comprehensive health care overhaul. If they can't compete, it's probably their fault. Many private insurers, he said, spend too much time thinking about profits instead of helping people. The bars are aimed at the Republican lawmakers and insurance industry groups that have criticized his plan while wrapping themselves in free enterprise's cloak. But the president, whose liberal supporters sometimes question his fervor for their causes, stopped short of fully committing to a public insurance option. And we did a lot on health care yesterday. I think we did almost 3 hours on it. But seems to be the number one story. That and Iran. If you want to comment on Iran, do that as well. But anything he said in the news conference yesterday, if you want to respond to it, we'd love to take your phone calls. 303-713-7600. And yesterday I had a guest on at 7 o'clock, Dr. Irene Aguilar from Healthcare for All Colorado. And she pointed me to a website called GuaranteedHealthcare.org. And me and Kate Fahey were kind of flipping around and looking around on there yesterday after the show. And we found this video of people that are, you know, have really disastrous stories about healthcare. And this is a local family that this is happening to. Nathan and Sanji Wilkes and their son Thomas. They live here in Colorado. And after hearing about the story, I was kind of looking around on my Facebook page, and Nathan and Sanji are both friends of mine on Facebook, so they do listen to the show. And a lot of this, the news items I was looking at this are back from 2007, and their son Thomas, who has brain cancer. And I want you to listen to this. It only runs about 3 minutes, so it's not too terribly long. And if you want, react to it. But these are some of the stories that are going on out there.
Like most Americans, I always took health insurance and health care for granted. And I, like most Americans, failed to understand the vast complexities of U.S. health care delivery and financing. I've been insured for as long as I can remember. I'm what you would consider white-collar middle class. My son was born in 2003, Thomas. He was diagnosed at birth with severe hemophilia, a genetic blood clotting disorder requiring a lifetime of medication to manage and prevent death or serious disability. Thomas was special, but because of this, he became what I consider a canary in the coal mine of healthcare. When Thomas was a year old and after approximately 6 months of expensive treatments and medications, our company went to renew their insurance and were shocked to find out the premiums were going to be unaffordable for the company. because of the previous claims and because we fell into the large group insurance category, no other insurance company would touch us. It's not only been a burden for myself, but with what my coworkers have had to deal with increased premiums, increased deductibles, increased out-of-pocket expenses. Coworkers are now rationing their own care. If they get sick, instead of paying out-of-pocket to go to the doctor, they wait and see if it'll clear up on its own. Our premiums still went up almost 20%, and the only reason they didn't go up higher was that they introduced a $1 million lifetime cap. In 2005 and 2006, the cost for the care for my son was $750,000 a year. Changes like these that the insurance company uses to weed out the chronically ill so that they can cover the most healthy people and make the most profits. We are about a month or two away from ending the cap because no company wants to endure a $1 million liability. Medicare and Medicaid have also been options we've looked into, but I make too much money. Social workers have even suggested, in exploring all of our options, a paper divorce, because if my wife, with no income and children, would make it easier to get on Medicaid. With nearly a third of healthcare dollars going to administration expenses and insurance company profits, current plans on the table, except for H.R. 676, don't address the real problems. They don't work for individuals or employers. The chronically ill, the working poor, the middle class, small business, or the rest of America. My employer's premiums have skyrocketed since Thomas was born. The only private coverage available to our company today has a $1 million cap, which Thomas will exceed in a few months. The only health proposal that doesn't bankrupt families and fortunate enough to face serious illness is a single-payer national health plan.
Now, I'm not trying to depress y'all this early in the morning, but, man, I tell you what, it's a pretty moving story. And Nathan or Sanji, if you're out there listening, would love to get you on the radio this morning. I'm going to shoot you a message here via Facebook. But if you get this, our lines are full right now, but shoot me an email. Go to am760.net and click on J. Marvin Show and then instant message me. Or you have me on Facebook, just shoot me a message there. But if you're listening, would love to get you on, get that updated, because most of that stuff comes back from about a year and a half, 2 years ago. I'd like to know what's going on with Thomas right now. 303-713-7600, your reactions to that story and what's going on with healthcare in our country. That's coming up next. 303-713-7600 at 6:18 in the morning. It's also Bike to Work Day out there. Now, if you want to play on this one, too, as you're driving to work this morning, I want your reports from the road. What are you seeing out there? Tens of thousands of bikers hitting the streets. My producer today, Erica, said she was trying to leave her lower downtown apartment. And there were so many bikers out there, she had to wait 10 to 15 minutes to get out of her unit there. I tell you what I saw yesterday, too. It kind of drove me crazy. Highlands Ranch, you know, those little sit-down bikes, the three wheels. This guy's rolling down Highlands Ranch Parkway up on Venaford Ranch. And we have a red light both ways going east-west on Highlands Ranch Parkway. So the green light is for Venaford Ranch folks going north and south. This guy's going east and west and just blows through a red light, cuts off traffic. Cars are honking at him. And he acts like he didn't do anything wrong. I couldn't believe it. Want your reports from the road on Bike to Work Day, as well as your reactions to that last little audio clip I played. 303-713-7600. Todd Parker takes our first look at traffic during the J. Marvin Show.
We're not seeing major delays yet. However, you're going to find some heavy pockets on...
The Northeast Interstate is quiet right now. A speed limit rise.
All of the things you expect from this radio station. Traffic, free music, support for community events and causes are in danger. If Congress passes the performance tax, go to SaveYourRadio.org and tell your congressman to just say no to the performance tax and support the Local Radio Freedom Act. A message from this station and the NAB.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck.
The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Road trips. As the weather warms up and the road beckons, trust your car's maintenance to the experts at Midas. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil, to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. When it comes to total car care, you know where to turn. Midas. We're on this road together.
Are you tired of the same old decor? The solution is Joyce Consigned Furnishings. At Joyce, you'll find a fantastic collection of gently used furniture and accessories. To get 10% off your purchase, click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
These days, everyone's out to beat the iPhone, and the folks at Palm are no different with the release of their new Palm Pre. Seen by many as the first serious challenger to the iPhone, the Pre boasts one of the best multi-touch screen experiences ever, a 3-megapixel camera, and a pretty slick new operating system. On the downside, you might find the slide-out keyboard just a little too small for your big fat iThumbs. Ever wonder what happens when you delete all of those embarrassing photos from your social networking site? Well, surprise, surprise. Researchers have discovered that the answer could be nothing, for a while at least. Their studies showed that although deleted from a website server, it may take a little while for them to disappear completely off the web, and that direct links to the photos may still be active.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
After a legal battle which lasted almost a full year, Project Runway is set to return to screens in August. The main difference will be its location. Instead of airing on Bravo, season 6 of Runway will have a new home, Lifestyle. Despite its new location, the show promises fans the exact same show they know and love. The new producers or network bosses didn't want to change a thing.
If you don't think you can afford to update your kitchen, you haven't discovered Designer Surplus. We sell high-quality hardwood kitchen cabinets for less, way less. Call now for your beautiful full-color catalog. 1-800-991-1337. You'll see beautiful, solid wood, high-quality kitchen packages for under $1,000. Choose from golden oak, dark chocolate, American cherry, shaker white, and more, all at a nearby store or ship directly to you. And we sell solid wood bathroom vanities, too, with beautiful marble tops for under $300. Call now for a Designer Surplus location near you, and we'll send you a free catalog. But hurry, if you call in the next 5 minutes, you'll also receive a free discount coupon. 1-800-991-1337. That's 1-800-991-1337.
There's no doubt that we must preserve what's best about our healthcare system, and that means allowing Americans who like their doctors and their healthcare plans to keep them. But unless we fix what's broken in our current system, everyone's health care will be in jeopardy. Unless we act, premiums will climb higher, benefits will erode further, and the rolls of the uninsured will swell to include millions more Americans. Unless we act, one out of every $5 that we earn will be spent on health care within a decade, and the amount our government spends on Medicare and Medicaid will eventually grow larger than what our government spends
All right,
everything else today.
We'll cut that one off. 6:24 in the morning. I'm John Turk filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. That's audio from yesterday's news conference at the White House and President Obama talking about several issues yesterday. If you want to talk about what he thinks on health care, his top legislative priority is to provide coverage to nearly 50 million uninsured Americans and cut costs. He wants to sign a bill in October. What do you want him to sign? You want single payer on the board? You for the public option? The public plan, this is a quote from Obama, I think is an important tool to discipline insurance companies, he said. Too often insurance companies have been spending more time thinking about how to take premiums and then avoid providing people coverage than they have been thinking about how can we make sure that insurance is there, health care is there when families need it. Also want your response to the audio clip I played in the last segment from Nathan, Sanji, and their family, the Wilkses. Their son Thomas, brain cancer, their horror story of health care. And they were actually suggested to get a divorce in order to get coverage for their child. That's extremely depressing to me. Your phone calls, 303-713-7600, starting with Dan in Lakewood. Dan, good morning.
Hey, John. This is Dan Martinez from Lakewood.
What's up, Dan Martinez?
Hey, listen, you know, I couldn't get to the phone yesterday, but I decided to give you a call early this morning. You know, one of the things that I've noticed on progressive radio shows like yours and Bill Press,
yeah,
is that a lot of Republican or conservatives are calling in.
Uh-huh.
And they're giving you all the excuses of, you know, the poor quality care in Canada and Europe.
Yeah, you heard the caller yesterday saying that there's lines for people to get MRIs and,
yeah,
and they come to Seattle and wait in line.
That was ridiculous. And then what about the guy who calls in and says that people need to take care of their own health and eat properly and this stuff and don't smoke? And then he goes,
and then he said he's a smoker.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
See, this kind of stuff, because they know public opinion is against them, I think they're flooding the progressive radio stations basically to try to balance out the talk. And I think what we need to do is be aware of that. Okay, John?
Mm-hmm.
So the other issue I just want to, you know, maybe you kind of bring up to them is what we're just trying to do is create quality, affordable health care.
And that's it. We're not trying to get free. I don't think everybody's trying to get free health care.
No, I'm willing to have my taxes go up.
Yeah, so am I.
You know, and this thing about we can't take care of our fellow citizens, but we can send them to war. See, that's the thing that drives me crazy. We can have our poor, the underprivileged classes fighting wars for us, but we can't take care of them when they get back. We can't take care of the people that are the ones providing the military service. And it's really sickening, and that's true.
Yeah, and, you know, most of these kids that do serve are from small towns, you know, in the Midwest. And really it seems like their only option is to go and join.
A lot of these kids can't afford to go to college.
Yeah.
Because, you know, their parents don't make enough money. So they join the military because it gives them a shot at college. But, see, I guess my feeling is when I heard your story, and that was a great story, my wife has told me the same thing about, you know, getting a divorce because we're on COBRA. And we're going to have to continue to pay COBRA until one of us gets a job, obviously.
Uh-huh.
But the fact of the matter is, it's ridiculous to be paying $1,200 for two people a month.
Yeah,
and,
it is.
You know, that's not affordable for a lot of people.
It's not.
It's not. And all we want is...
It's not affordable for, I'd say, 90% of folks out there. $1,200 a month?
My wife's got a pre-existing condition with breast cancer. And, you know, sometimes you go into insurance, they won't cover that kind of stuff.
No, they won't.
So, you know, it's one of these things where I heard that story about the divorce and it just kind of choked me up because I thought, God, my wife has even mentioned that to me. There's no way I'm
I mean, if that's an option, that's disgusting, don't you think?
I'd rather go rob a liquor store.
Yeah. I hear you, Dan.
Comes down to that, buddy. Hey, I'm heading out to the golf course. So I want to get out there early. That's why I called early this morning because I wanted you to be aware that these right-wingers are calling you, man.
Oh, that's all right, man. I'll take them on.
Yeah, please, because I know when they start bringing up stuff about how it's unaffordable and how Europe is bad and how, you know, we're just going to bring down the...
Well, hey, we had a caller for that lived in France and the UK, and she said both of them were way better than what we got.
I know.
And I had a listener suggest to me yesterday, let's try to simulcast a show with a... or like a station in Canada. Let's take some calls from Canadians on their healthcare system.
Hey, did you listen to our guy, Ed Schultz? He went to Buffalo a couple weeks ago. Had people come down to this talk from Canada. And they all basically said there's nothing wrong with their health care.
I didn't hear that. But, yeah. Hey, if he talked to the Canadians and that's what they said, you know, I mean, I wonder if they're actually, if there's lines to the emergency rooms in Canada. I doubt it.
They said for elective surgery, if you're going to have a facelift, things like that, you're going to have to wait.
Right. All right.
That's what you have to wait for here.
Dan, thanks for the call. Thanks for waiting this morning.
Thank you.
All right, brother. 303-713-7600, Kenny in Centennial. You're on with John Turk on AM 760. Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning, John. How's it going this morning?
Good. You?
Not too bad, thank you. I just wanted to call in and talk about the issues going on over
there. Yeah, man. What do you think?
Well, you know, I wanted to call in to say that it's great that Barack Obama, Mr. President, is keeping his nose pretty much out of things and them kind of hash things out.
I'm with you, Kenny. I'm thinking, let them hash it out. Do we need to get involved in their election? Do we ask for Iranian involvement when our election went haywire in 2004 and 2000?
No, now, and you don't see everything that's going on over there going on over here, and obviously for different reasons, but yeah, I just think it's a good thing that we're keeping our heads out and letting them kind of just take care of things on their own.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. It's like, you know, and they're questioning why is – he basically came out a little harsher words, said he's siding with the protesters, but he said, I'm just going to kick back.
Exactly.
And now folks on the right are saying, oh, you only said this because of criticism.
Exactly.
And I'll probably play a clip later from Fox News' Major Garrett and a question he asked the president, but – yeah, I think the president has taken the right step here with Iran and just kind of kicking back. I don't, you know, I think there's other problems we need to be working on, like health care, and North Korea seems like a bigger threat to me than Iran right now.
It certainly is, and yeah, there's too many fires to be putting out in the world to focus on just one.
Yep, exactly. Hey, Kenny, awesome call, brother.
I appreciate your time.
All right, man, have a good one.
Take care. You too.
303-713-7600. Going to take one more before a break. Let's go to Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM 760 with John Turk.
Hey, Turk, how you doing?
I'm hanging in, dude. You?
Yeah, hanging in there, too. Hey, that was a very moving piece that you put on there with that couple. And
yeah, isn't that sad?
Well, very sad, and I think it could be actually a national commercial. We could put more commercials on nationally, kind of showing people's life and what they're going through. Would do a whole lot more to kind of wake people up, you know, that of what's going on. The other
and there's, hey, I tell you what, and I think everybody should go check it out anyway today. GuaranteedHealthcare.org. And there's like, just if you scroll down to the middle of the page, that was just one of like 10 or 15 videos that you could look on healthcare horror stories. And that's a local person, so I thought that might be a good one to play.
And I'll tell you, you know, anybody that steps up to the mic right in the situation we're in right now with healthcare, any one of these politicians that steps up and comes up with just bull about why we don't have single payer I consider them an enemy of the people.
Do you?
I do. I don't think that, you know, I listen to the rhetoric that comes out of their mouth, and you know they're paid off. And they're not in the interest of the American people. The other thing I wanted to say is I think Obama has, about the smoking issue, I thought it was funny. I think he's done a lot of budgets lately and a lot of stats where he's coming up with he's quit 95% of.
95% cured of smoking.
Yes. That means he's. Three packs a day?
That means five cigarettes a day? Yeah. How could you, you know, if you were a smoker and you take over this gig, how do you quit smoking now? Wow.
Oh, I know.
But then again, you know, I mean, I'm all for this anti-smoking bill, but is he the guy to be pushing it if he's a smoker? You know? This reminds me of my dad. You know, when I was a teenager, because I started smoking at a pretty early age.
Right.
And my dad would come in the house with the cigarette hanging out of his mouth. I said, I smell cigarette smoke. Who's been smoking in here? You can't smoke in here. And I'm looking at him, you know, I'm 15, 16-year-old going, whatever, Dad, you're smoking in here, so am I.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to cut Obama some slack. He's first time I ever voted for a president, and I'm very proud of him that he's kept this issue of health care out in front of people. You know, he could, I can't even imagine if McCain would have made it in there. Can you imagine that?
No, really not. I don't know. I wonder what would be going on in Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran.
Bomb, bomb.
Yeah. Is that what would be happening?
It would have been a nightmare.
Steve,
you know.
You out driving around right now?
What's that?
You out driving around right now?
Yes.
You see any bikers out there?
No.
No?
Highway driving.
All right, where's the tens of thousands of bikers out there? I want road reports as well today, okay? Steve, have a wonderful morning.
You too, Turk.
All right, dude. See ya. 303-713-7600. Sean in Denver. Hang on. I'm coming to you next. Also want to talk to Dave. Everybody else hanging. Do have an open line. 303-713-7600. Your response to yesterday's news conference. You want to talk about Iran, President's smoking bill, health care, economic stimulus. I also want your road reports. What's going on out there on bike to work day? You having any problems with the cyclists? I didn't see any on my way in, but I drove in about 4 o'clock this morning, so... I didn't think I'd see anybody. Everybody, hang on. Coming to you, 303-713-7600, 26 minutes before 7 o'clock. Here's Todd Parker in traffic.
Southbound 2 1/4 getting busy after that Parker curve as you're making your way up towards I-25. We're also seeing more cars on 36 traveling towards Boulder, Table Mesa to Baseline, as well as on 76. This is on the westbound side. Those Denver-bound lanes start to bunch up right around 270. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We do have about a 20% chance of seeing some afternoon showers. Mostly cloudy skies with a high of about 92. Overnight low dropping to 62. Currently, we're at 59 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Go to Quiznos.com now for great deals on the subs that made them famous, like a free sub when you purchase a sub and a regular fountain drink, and a dollar off the purchase of a regular sub or $2 off a large. Quiznos.com. Toasty.
Find the best bargains on AM.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-491-8149 or click on the banner above to go straight to our website. Remember, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Here's that number again, 1-800-491-8149.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Comics plans to resurrect the beloved superhero for a 5-comic book series entitled Captain America Reborn, starting July 1st. Despite information about his return being closely shielded, there are rumors of a big budget movie slated for release in 2011. Actress Demi Moore has reportedly offered Scottish singing sensation Susan Boyle close to $50,000 to sing at her and Ashton Kutcher's 4th wedding anniversary later this year. A source close to the couple has revealed that they think that Susan is absolutely brilliant and that she would eat Ashton alive if she got her hands on him.
The intelligent assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an intelligent assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looks so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I look at her and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at the Emmy Awards. Try Hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-300-9821. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-300-9821. 1-800-300-9821.
Nice, little 311 at 6:39 in the morning. Me and Eric both went to that show a couple weeks ago. Had a lot of fun. 303-713-7600. I do have an open line if you want to throw me a response to yesterday's news conference or any comments on health care, what's going on in Iran, also the president's smoking bill. Looks like health care is the number one topic out there. I did a lot of it yesterday. Going to do some more today. I also want your road reports. What's going on out there on Bike to Work Day? I almost saw this guy in one of those sit-down cycles, three-wheel cycles, get smashed yesterday because he decided to run a red light. Wonder if a lot of that's going on today. 303-713-7600. Let's go back to the phone. Sean in Denver. Thanks for waiting, Sean. You're on AM760.
Hey there, John.
Hey.
I'm one of those right-wingers that's calling into the progressive talk shows.
So, okay.
I did want to thank the last caller, though, who mentioned that the politicians are all being bought out these days.
Yeah.
So, Hillary Clinton's received plenty of money from the healthcare industry, so she's among those ranks. I just wanted to share my argument against, you know, anything Obama has in mind for healthcare. And I know one thing that drives the sort of liberal or progressive agenda is the dislike for profits in healthcare. Am I correct on that point? We don't like profits in healthcare?
I don't know if that's the overall case. I don't think people like 30% skimming off the top. No.
Sure, sure. Well, my concern is that if we take that out, we lose innovation. I mean, when's the last time the post office innovated anything? So, I mean, if you really take away profits in healthcare, then you're talking about removing the drive for people to innovate and create new medicines. And what
I don't know if that's necessarily the case.
Yeah, well,
I don't see the parallel there.
Comparing to other federal services that stagnate instead of innovate, I would imagine that that would be the case. And then one thing we lose with that is our high cost here for healthcare is subsidizing third world countries to get medicine, where different companies that develop these medicines can go and literally give their product away for free to countries in Africa that need it to fight everything ranging from AIDS and other things that they're dealing with. So if we completely remove profits from our country, well, they probably can't afford to give away medicine in Africa. And how many people would suffer from that? So I'm okay paying a higher health care cost and more for our money if it means other countries are going to get it cheaper since we're subsidizing them in that way.
Sean, do you have employer-provided health care, or you got your own, or how you get your health care?
It's provided through family.
Your wife?
Actually, my father. I'm still on his plan through his company that I work for.
Okay, so it's an employer-provided.
Yeah.
You happy with it?
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, if I didn't have that, I probably wouldn't have it. I'm young enough where I'm not really concerned
right.
about having anything happen.
Have you had any serious health issues?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Well, you know, and this is my argument. You may be completely healthy right now, but I tell you what. Have an appendectomy. I mean, just something that just pops up on you, like what happened to me last year. And then have, like, you know, have two or three of these things cavalcade down in 1 year. And then all of a sudden, $10,000 to $12,000 of your money that you made that year is going to health care. You know, and I don't know how much you make, but, you know, if I say a lot of people make somewhere between $30,000 and $40,000 or $50,000, that's almost a third, a fourth of their income. And like President Obama said, and it's a stat, and it can be backed up. $1 in $5 that you earn is going to healthcare right now. Meanwhile, about 30% is going to the government in taxes. What's left for us? Don't you think healthcare should be a little more affordable?
Well, would it be more affordable if the government then cut its tax burden on us? Instead of 30% going to the government, if they dropped it to, say, 10 or 15%?
Well, I don't know. I doubt it. It's taxes for other things.
Sure. That's true. There's always more taxes.
Well, but I'd be willing to pay a little higher tax to make sure everybody has health care. I think that it's morally corrupt to not provide health insurance for kids, especially, you know, 0 to 18 years old.
That's a good mantra of the lefties, so to say. They're concerned about their AT&T bill being too high, but they always say taxes are too low. And my position is, hey, let's lower taxes. Everyone keeps more of their money, and then they can cover whatever it is they want to pay for, whether it's health care or more cable, anything like that.
All right. Well, Sean, hey, man, I appreciate you taking the time to call me this morning, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. I disagree with you on all points, but I really appreciate you calling, man. That's what this is for.
All right. Bye.
All right. See you. 303-713-7600. Any reaction to that phone call? Dave in Denver. Dave, what's up?
Hey, John. Thanks for taking the call. I really appreciate that.
No problem.
Well, basically, you got my email and you saw the posting on the website. Which
no, you didn't give me a posting. You just gave me a, you know, Dave, in all fairness, all you did was basically give me another quote. You didn't give me a link or anything. It just basically says you gave me a date.
The date that was published in the Rocky Mountain.
You gave me the date. I don't have you to think I keep an archive of papers. You're like, hey, it's on page 5 here. I don't have an archive of the papers. I need a link. So as far as I'm concerned, you just gave me stats that you spewed out yesterday on the radio, but I don't have anything to back it up because I don't have it in front of me. But go ahead. I mean, Dave, I understand, but I need a link. I need to see it. I don't need to see your handwriting attached to it.
I have no idea if the Rocky Mountain News has any of its stuff. They're out of business.
Right. Well, then how did you find it? You saved that paper?
Absolutely, I saved that paper.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, if you want, then make a copy of it and send it in here to the station to me. I mean, I just can't find it, you know. I mean, I want to take your word for it, Dave.
Okay. Are you going to take my word for it or not?
Because
if you can't, you know, then there's no point in pursuing the conversation.
No, we can pursue the conversation. Go ahead.
Okay. Basically, the point I'm raising is that all things that we think of, you can call them socialists. I don't care what you call them. To me, I think they're public interest things. I think they're things that we as a public decide need to be done. Okay? Like public schools, like food stamps. All things like that have a cap on them. I mean, you can have a kid who has a hard time learning. When he's 20, he's done. Well, the public schools will not educate him anymore. They will not take care of him anymore. And that is the topic that we need to talk about in healthcare. Have you read any of Governor Lamb's work in healthcare?
No, I have not.
Okay. He has done some really thoughtful things because he was wrestling with these exact same issues 30 years ago. And as he put it the other day, I heard him talking, and he put it, and it's somewhat embellished, but we have technologically the ability to keep a corpse alive. And the problem
I've read articles about that. There's one guy who's working on it says that eternal life will be a reality by the time he's supposed to die.
And what we as a public have to deal with, it's what I was talking about, I was trying to talk about the other day, is that there are really advocates for sick people, whether they be cystic fibrosis, whether they be diabetes, whether they be transplants, whatever. Okay, there are advocates, and they're very passionate, and they're very forceful in their arguments, and they have just horrible, tragic stories to tell.
Yeah, what do you think of the Wilkes' story, the story I played here after?
Terrible, tragic story to tell. The problem is that we need advocates for the public, for the government. And we're at a point now where if we don't have the true love of our government and our system and our democracy, we could spend all our money on health care. We could spend all the money for higher ed. We could spend all the money for prisons, for judges, for courts, for health and human services, for K-12 education. We could spend all that money on health care because we have the ability. It's just, do we want to do that? I mean, to take a point in case, what do you remember the little boy who had the blood disorder, Oscar Hernandez, and it went on the radio here, and there was one talk show host who he raised money and everything else. Remember that story
mm-hmm.
about 4 or 5 years ago?
Yep.
And what was do you remember the outcome?
No, I don't remember the outcome. Go ahead and refresh me.
The boy died. I mean,
yeah, it's sad.
I mean, we have a medical arrogance about us that it just takes money to fix everything.
Yeah.
But I mean, the reality is money doesn't fix everything. Not only is there bad outcome, but there's inevitable outcome. And what we have to have is we have to have the honesty and the decency to basically engage in the discussion of where those limits need to be. I know that my health insurance policy has a lifetime cap on it. I know that my health care policy says I can go to the dentist 2 times a year to get my teeth cleaned, even though my dentist wants me to go 3 or 4.
Right.
Okay, but the policy says there's a cap. And if I want to go more than that, I got to pull it out of my pocket.
All right, so wrap this up for me, Dave. I'm sorry. I hate to be short. I got to get to a break here in a second.
Well, the point that I'm trying to make is this is the element that's never brought into the healthcare discussion except by a few brave people like, Governor Lamb and I can't even think of anyone else, is that we have to have where is the limit going to be drawn. And unless we draw that, we are going to ruin ourselves and our public health system and our government. As that article pointed out, 16,000 people back in 2002 spent more money than the entire spent more state money than the entire higher education system, which basically employed and taught what 140,000 people. And to me, the higher education system of 140,000 people, employees and students, is much more valuable to the well-being of our government than 16,000 very expensive patients.
No.
We need to say no to those very expensive
patients. All right, Dave, thanks a lot, man. And if you want to, make a print of that article,
well,
send it to me, and I'll throw it out there, okay?
What's the point?
What's the point, Dave? You know, you do this all the time. I'm annoyed. You know what? Don't call back, dude. See you later. 303-713-7600. He also threw out an anti-Semitic comment a couple days ago. You know what, Dave? Stick it. I'm done with you. 303-713-7600. 6:51, 9 minutes before 7 o'clock. More of your phone calls next. I'm John Turk on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Just one trouble spot to get in your way, but it's outside the metro area. It's on 285. This is west of Conifer near Schaefer's Crossing. It's an accident. Sounds like emergency crews are on scene of that one. Now, as far as the slow stretches around Denver go, we're seeing delays on southbound I-25 downtown, 225 after that Parker curve up towards DTC. Also a busy ride. Remember that today is bike to work day. There's going to be bicyclists all over the place, so keep your eyes peeled for those two-wheelers. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
You deserve a bank that understands what it takes to run a successful business in Colorado. Citywide Banks is a locally owned bank where the decisions affecting your business are made right here in Colorado. It's been that way since 1963. Call Citywide Banks today or visit citywidebanks.com.
Show your pride with AM 760 at Denver Pride Fest, June 20th.
Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find something green for you or your home. Visit dragonflyecogoods.com or stop in at the corner of 32nd and Tejon and mention this ad to receive 20% off your first purchase. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
Go check out their new outdoor living space with all kinds of ideas for your patio or deck. Spelled Fruhoffs, pronounced Freehoffs, either way it means great deals at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible. And now you can too. Better yet, you can start learning a language for free. Call now to get your free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. 1-800-700-8550. Your free demo comes equipped with the tools you need to start learning a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills. And to prove it, we want you to try our amazing language demo absolutely free. Just call Rosetta Stone and see how fast and easy it is to learn a language. For your free demo, call 1-800-700-8550. Now you can learn languages the same way that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and thousands of schools have for years. And best of all, you can start for free. Experience the fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Call now to get your free demo from Rosetta Stone and start learning any of 30 languages for free. Call 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
Hi, I'm Kate Berkeley of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of an honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman, where you'll never get the runaround. We pride ourselves on giving you superior service and straight talk about your maintenance needs. If money's tight, we also have financing options to get you back on the road. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime, 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Your oil protects your engine, but what's protecting your oil? Next Oil Change uses a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for advanced engine protection. Don't cut corners. Go with Fram. The dirt stops here.
Hi, this is Mario reminding you that Lauer's Hardwood has beetle-kill flooring, paneling, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, price-perfect, and environmentally neutral. Say Mario sent you and get 10% off. 303-205-WOOD or LauersHardwoods.com.
6:54, got about 4 minutes here before we hit CBS News. So we are going to continue this conversation after 7 o'clock. If you'd like to get in your response to anything that happened in the news conference yesterday, or if you want to respond to what Dave had to say, or our earlier listener, Sean, or a conservative, want to take your phone calls. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Phil in Fort Collins. Good morning, Phil.
Hello, you still there?
I'm here, bud.
Yeah, I wanted to respond to what he said. One thing Paul Krugman says in his book, The Conscience of a Liberal, that the cost in Europe, all their social programs above what we have, is 6% of their GDP as opposed to 3% what we do. So it's not an enormous change.
Okay. Thank you, Phil. Thank you. So we have the greatest listeners.
Okay.
Okay.
And I was just going to say that he could almost be like a Herbert Spencerite talking there about this, who should live and who should die. And basically what he's saying is the kind of things that the insurance companies are doing every day, making decisions on who
lives and who dies.
Yeah, and so he's supporting them.
Yeah.
He's actually supporting what they're saying. Now, I understand what he's saying, but society has a right to prioritize in a way that life is important enough that we'll spend a lot of extra on it.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness was brought up yesterday. Life number one, what happened to that?
You know, and the important thing is, if there are ways to weed out, design the system to continue to do these things for people without bankrupting us, which means taking the profit margin off of health care, and the society decides that's what they want for the time being. And also, you got things like the Europeans haven't screwed up their tariff system like we have, so they got a lot of revenue coming in from tariffs that, in part, they use for their social programs, which we gave away by having imbalanced tariffs. We have the Bush tax cuts we could roll back to pay for this.
I'm sick of hearing people on the right rail on social programs when a lot of them are probably unnecessary. I'm going to go ahead and say that. But when you're helping out kids and mothers and stuff like that, what would Jesus do?
Yeah.
If you align yourself with the religious right, then what would Jesus do in this case? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, the other part that's important, too, is that he was talking about, you know, the cost factor. Well, the insurance companies and the drug companies could cut way back on their excessive advertising their drugs.
Yeah.
Extra money for...
Yeah, how many more...
For drug research.
Yeah, how many ads do we need to see? It seems like all day long you hear them or see them. Cut down what they're paying in these ads. Hey, great call, Phil. Thank you.
Okay, have a good night.
All right, you too, brother. Thanks. Leon in Aurora. Leon, I got about a minute and a half for you, or about a minute 20. Go ahead, Leon.
All right, hey, how's it going, Jack?
Good, you?
I'm good. You know what? I have a response to the young guy. What's his name?
Sean.
Sean.
Yes, sir.
You know, he's young, and that's what's so scary, because young people are being fed that mess. You know, I'm fortunate enough to be able to afford insurance and dental insurance. You know, I haven't always been able to afford, but I can afford it today.
Right.
And because I have the ability to afford it doesn't mean that I have to knock down those that can't. I need to support those that don't have the ability to afford the insurance. And if that means that I have to pay a little bit more taxes, that they may be healthy, then so be it. Because if people are running around with disease, guess what? I'm subject to catch it off a door handle or something.
True.
I want everybody healthy.
I want everybody healthy, too.
Yeah, because if they're healthy, then I can remain healthy, you know. And that's, you know, it just bothers me when I hear callers call in and they don't care about the struggling class people. And they forget that, you know, wealth and money.
It all seems to be about I right now. What happened to the
yeah.
we, you know?
Yeah. And they forget that you can lose money in a second.
All right, Leon, I'm out of time, brother. I apologize.
Yes, no
Thanks
problem.
Thanks for the call. We'll be back. More of your phone calls, 303-713-7600. News is next. I'm John Turk on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is an urgent message for all taxpayers.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, the movies.
When it comes to identity theft protection, ordering a free credit report is like going to the movies just for the previews. But if you get your credit report from Identity Guard, then you get a veritable double feature of expert telephone support, as well as 21st century tools and technologies to help protect your identity. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people.
Yes, that's right. 20 million is a lot of people. So call Identity Guard today, sit down, have a large popcorn, and get real identity theft protection and a very happy ending.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value, free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
Denver Boulder on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Is your little angel sexting?
I feel like it's almost a form of foreplay.
A new survey finds there's a strong chance the answer is yes. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. What are the odds, Steve?
Well, about one in five, according to a survey by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Sexting is sending or getting a suggestive personal picture through email or cell phone text.
These images can impact their ability to get into college, for jobs later in their lives.
Center Director Ernie Allen.
They can put themselves at risk for violence and other kinds of criminal acts.
He says even teens who know sexting is risky do it anyway. Frank,
a published report is filling in the blanks about the mysterious disappearance of South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford. Live to CBS's Jim Crisula.
Frank, Sanford has arrived at the Atlanta airport and is heading back to South Carolina from Argentina. That's according to the state newspaper of Columbia, South Carolina. He's been gone, out of touch, since last Thursday. His staff said he was hiking the Appalachian Trail. Sanford told the newspaper he changed his mind and wanted to do something, quote, more exotic. He faces an uproar over a secretive trip. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Health care is the topic of the day in Washington. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, what should we expect?
Well, Frank, the president plans a meeting with a group of governors and a town hall-style event on his top domestic goal. He wants passage of health care reform this year. While he strongly defends his public option, that would be government-sponsored insurance, the president's leaving a lot of room for negotiations with Congress. Officials say he is willing to listen to ideas on how to pay for sweeping health care reforms as long as those ideas don't increase the federal deficit, Frank.
Well, there's reason to believe the operator of a Washington subway train used her emergency brake in a vain attempt to stop that train before it plowed into the one ahead of it, killing herself and eight other people. NTSB investigator Debbie Herzman.
The operator does have the ability to apply the brakes even when they're in automatic mode, and we found on scene that some evidence indicated that the brakes might have been applied.
In Iran, police reportedly raided the offices of a newspaper owned by defeated presidential candidate Mir Hussein Mousavi and detained 25 employees. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says he won't cave in to growing pressure to nullify the presidential election. Here at home, the Boston Globe and the Newspaper Guild have a handshake deal to save the paper. State House Bureau Chief Frank Phillips and other employees would have to swallow a 6% pay cut.
It's tough. It's a very tough decision, and we're really going to have to bite the bullet and accept it, I think, at this point. I think that's the general feeling.
Now, the deal is subject to rank-and-file approval. The Commerce Department is reporting a healthy increase in orders for big-ticket durable goods. Orders for non-defense capital goods, a key measure of business investment, posted the best gain in 5 years. Wall Street is poised to rally on the strength of the latest economic news. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 8 points. This is CBS News.
To the pros in electrical work, there's one brand of tools that really counts, Klein. And only one home improvement retailer has them, the Home Depot. Right now, get a special buy on a four-piece Klein professional screwdriver set for just $29.97 and get an 11-in-1 screwdriver free. That ought to help tighten up your next bid. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
Kevin?
Yeah, Mom?
I've heard they might start drug testing in your school, so I need to ask. Have you ever done pot?
No.
Cocaine?
No.
Mexican speedballs?
No.
Beanies, hydro, wiffle dust, disco biscuits?
It's time for First Check Home Drug Test. With just a sample in a cup, you get results in minutes, as accurate as a lab screening. Find First Check now at CVS or learn more at firstcheckradio.com.
Sugar, dank, zigzag?
Maybe?
Check first with First Check.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. DU students will sweat out more than their final exams this summer. The university's boosting temperatures in some of its buildings to conserve energy.
We expect it will reduce the amount of carbon that we put into the air this summer by 162 tons and may even save us as a byproduct about $40,000 in energy.
DU's Chase Squires says room temperatures will be 76 degrees in the main buildings. That's about 4 degrees higher than normal. Boulder Valley School District students may be eating healthier in the future.
To implement a change district-wide for every kid, to make every kid have accessible to them healthy food for breakfast and lunch and snacks.
Ann Cooper will direct the district's nutrition program. She tells 9 News she's pushing for changes that include no sodas in vending machines, no foods containing high fructose corn syrup, and more greens and grains. Sports, the Rockies get their act together. The Angels beat them 4-3. They will play the final game of that series tonight in Anaheim. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Remember that today is Bike to Work Day. We've actually got our first crash involving a car and a cyclist. This is right around Santa Fe and Alameda. Watch for activity there. Now, as far as the highway drive goes, I-25 busy. Southbound direction, I-70 as you're making your way towards Spear. 225 also crowded after Parker Road up towards I-25. 76 loading up 74th towards 270. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We do have a chance to see some afternoon thunderstorms. It's going to be a partly cloudy day. High around 92 degrees, though. Overnight low dropping down to 62. Currently, we're at 65 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Beat the summer heat with low Walmart prices on everyone's favorite brands of ice cream. New 56-ounce Blue Bunny Cookie Creations Premium Ice Cream for $3.50, 7-ounce Ready Whip for $1.98, and 24-ounce Hershey's Chocolate Syrup for $1.68. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
When it comes to working around the house, never underestimate the value of getting it done right the first time. At your local Ace Hardware, our associates are always ready with expert tips on the smartest ways to get the results you're looking for. We'll give you simple, straightforward advice that will help you save time and money. So the next time you're thinking about starting a project, consider the value of having everything you need just minutes away at your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place.
Jay Marvin. Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:06, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock here at AM 760. The Jay Marvin Show. I'm John Turk, filling in for Jay all week long. It's been a lot of fun doing this, and we're taking your calls at 303-713-7600 about yesterday's news conference with President Barack Obama. He addressed many issues, including health care, the situation in Iran, which sounds like he's taking the side of the protesters, but he says he's just going to kind of kick back and let things kind of pan out, and I think that's a good stance to take. What do you think the president's response should be to Iran? What about health care? A lot of the talk has been ratcheted up over the last couple of days, and I know I did a lot on it yesterday, and I did some last week, but, you know, it's, in my opinion, it's one of the most important things we face right now. And I'll read a brief story, and Dave and Dave, hang on, I am coming to you. I'll get you here before we break. At 303-713-7600. This is a Yahoo News story. A government-run health insurance option is needed to discipline insurance companies, President Barack Obama said, part of his rallying cry for comprehensive health care overhaul. If they can't compete, it's probably their fault. Many private insurers, he said, spend too much time thinking about profits instead of helping people. Sean, are you listening there? The barbs were aimed at the Republican lawmakers and insurance industry groups that have criticized his plan while wrapping themselves in free enterprise's cloak. But the president, whose liberal supporters sometimes question his fervor for their causes, stopped short of fully committing to a public insurance option. Obama's top legislative priority is to provide coverage to nearly 50 million uninsured Americans and cut costs. He wants to sign a bill by October. While his tone and demeanor were as calm as ever, the president responded sternly to the health insurance industry, which had sent him a warning only hours earlier. The industry's two largest trade groups said his proposed government insurance plan would have unfair advantages and would likely dismantle the employer-supplied coverage that millions of Americans have relied on for half a century. Obama disagreed sharply. The public plan, I think, is an important tool to discipline insurance companies, he said. Too often, insurance companies have been spending more time thinking about how to take premiums and then avoid providing people coverage than they have been thinking about how can we make sure that insurance is there, health care is there, when families need it. A public plan would not be unfairly subsidized, Obama said. It would have to collect premiums and provide good service like a viable operation. Public and private providers alike would have to stop the practice of refusing to insure people with pre-existing medical problems. Amen. With those caveats, he said private insurers should be able to compete. If the government-run program is able to reduce administrative costs significantly, then you know what? I'd like the insurance companies to take note and say, hey, if the public plan can do it, why can't we? He practically taunted those who denigrate government bureaucrats and exalt the free market. Why would it drive private insurance out of business, he said, of the proposed public option? If private insurers tell us that they're offering a good deal, then why is it that the government, which they say can't run anything, suddenly is going to drive them out of business? That's not logical. It's really not. 303-713-7600. Obama acknowledged that some employers might stop offering their workers insurance if a low-cost public option is available, but U.S. employers will continue to stop offering insurance for other reasons, mainly high costs. If the healthcare system is not overhauled, he said, and a government-run plan should be part of the change. Some polls show that up to 80% of people are satisfied with the health insurance that they currently have. The only problem is that premiums have been doubling every 9 years, going up three times faster than wages. I think my wife has seen some of her groups, you know, she is a health insurance broker. She's seen some of her groups go up by 44% this year for their premiums. But it's fine. Nothing's wrong with it. I wonder if those same folks got raises this year. Obama's critics quickly fired back. The Republican National Committee released a cable TV ad yesterday saying Obama's insurance plan would result in putting government bureaucrats in charge instead of patients and their doctors. Come on now. Really? You think that's the case? 303-713-7600. These critics may take some comfort in the ample wriggle room the president left himself. Right now, Obama said at the news conference, I will say that our position is that a public plan makes sense. Do you agree with the president? 303-713-7600. And Sean, another response to you. You know, you said that you're 24-year-old. You're in good health. Your insurance is provided by your father's company. You know, what if you weren't? You said if you didn't have that insurance, you'd just be out there and not carry it. And that may be the problem with that. You have a lot of people in the insurance pool that need help, need health care. Meanwhile, you have folks that are healthy, not participating in health care, which makes the pool uneven. 303-713-7600. Back to the phones. Dave in Denver, hold on, you're next. Dave in Littleton is first. Dave?
Hey, John, how's it going?
Good, you?
Good. You're cracking me up this morning, man.
I'm sorry. Am I really?
It's funny.
All right. I also want road reports. If you see any bicyclists out there doing weird things, let me know.
Oh, I will. Sean, the guy that I called earlier, I have a quick few things for him. First of all, he sounds like a typical rich kid. I have my insurance through my dad. He's probably the same kid that drove an Audi to high school.
Yeah, I wonder if he's still working for his father. I wonder if he pays his premiums or if his dad pays his premiums.
Well, exactly. And then my next point is when he says, if you get rid of profit, for one thing, there's a difference between profit and there's a difference between blood money where you're letting people die so you
right.
can take home a big paycheck.
Yep.
Next is he said, if you get rid of profit, you lose innovation, which is garbage because most of their money for research comes from taxpayer money anyway.
It sure does.
So I don't see how he understands that.
Yeah, like innovation's going to be squashed if this goes through.
And then he says, you know, well, then we can't give free drugs to those in Africa. What about the people dying in our own country? We have the highest death rate among curable diseases in the world.
I bet he doesn't want to feed, you know, the hungry here in America.
No.
We must let the homeless die, probably.
And that, you know, and that's where his whole argument sounds like it comes from. He gets his points from his daddy, who sounds like he has a lot of money. You know,
it does.
Has a company, and that just he keeps feeding his son this crap so he can raise him to be somebody who's just heartless and doesn't care about people who aren't fortunate enough to have.
Yeah,
you know, given to him.
I guess he had no response to the Sanji and Nathan Wilkes story I played last year, and I'll play it again this morning at some point about their 4-year-old who has brain cancer. And they were told they were given their options, basically. I mean, health care for this kid is costing about $750,000 a year. And they were given the option of getting a divorce so the wife could, you know, maybe go on Medicare and get help that way.
Yeah, that's
ridiculous. That's sad.
There's no reason to let people in our own country die and worry about people in you know, I mean, it's nice that we can do stuff like that for other countries, but you do have countries like England and stuff that are helping other countries, and they have universal health care. So why everybody keeps saying, you know, well, it's, you know, you don't want government to run your, you don't want a bureaucrat between you and your doctor. Right now, a lot of people have the insurance company between there and their doctor, and they're getting denied health care because some CEO wants to go buy a boat next year. You know, it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And there's this other story. Paul Hannum was expecting his first child last summer, and this is from 2007, so this is 06, when uninsured, he died of a ruptured appendix. He would be alive today had he been a citizen of any industrialized country in the world except the United States.
Now, that's sad. That's sad when people are...
You know, uninsured guy had a ruptured appendix, didn't have health care, and dies.
Yeah, that's just wrong, you know. And like I said, it's different between profit and blood money, you know, really.
Yeah, 30%.
There's no reason for one individual to be bringing home $1.some billion a year.
To me, the health
for sitting at a desk.
To me, some of these insurance companies are just as corrupt as some of the oil companies.
Oh, they are. They are, and it's all about profit.
Yeah, it sure is.
Let them die, so I can stay rich. You know. And
yeah.
It's sickening and it's sad that we claim to be the greatest country in the world, yet we let our own citizens die because. Yeah. They don't want to give some rich guy half their paycheck to keep him alive.
Yeah, he says he'd go off if he didn't have health insurance through his father's business. He just wouldn't carry it.
Well, and
I hope nothing ever. I hope nothing ever happens to Sean.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
You know, I hope nothing ever happens to anybody who doesn't carry health insurance.
Yep.
All right, Dave. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, brother.
All right, man.
We'll talk to you again. 303-713-7600. This is Dave in Denver. Hey, Dave.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Well, you said, what would Jesus do? Jesus threw the money changers out of the temple. I love that because everyone always thinks that, you know, Jesus was always about love and kindness, but he got pissed off. And as far as I'm concerned, a lot of the ways the insurance companies work are no different than the money changers. It seems to me that they just need to wrap their minds around a little more compassion here.
Exactly.
I, like Sean, I'm healthy, but I'm 60, never had any medical issues. But I told my wife for years, I said, you know, honey, if I'm ever having a heart attack, I think I'm just going to pull off the side of the road and turn up some music I really like and relax. Now, but after listening to Sean and Dave today, I thought, well, you know, Sean might swing by, see me there clutching my chest, and I guess he'd take the shirt off my back. Dave might come by, the Dave earlier who was talking about, you know...
About social programs.
Yeah, social Darwinism, really.
You're right.
And I guess he'd do a little triage moment on me and decide if it was worth making a 911 call or it was just, you know, expedient.
Or if you're faking, right.
Anyway, but a larger question here I really think is this. You know, our country is in a pretty interesting jam. We need to really roll up our sleeves and get to work. And I'm not a sports fanatic, but if you use sort of the sports or the fight analogy, you don't go into a fight, you know, you don't go into a battle, you don't go into a contest with a whole lot on your mind that has nothing to do with your goal. You don't go in worrying to death about whether your mother is going to be covered if she has a stroke. You don't go into the boxing ring worried that your child may need, you know, extensive dental work. You got to be focused. And, you know, every American would be so much more focused if we just could put out of our minds once and for all of our worries about health. If we could just say, look, I live in a society that values me enough to take care of me if something happens to me.
And I think that's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
I mean, I think some folks that disagree with this plan think that everybody's looking for a handout, just want free health care.
No,
I'm willing to pay for it.
Of course,
I've been paying for it, you know, for almost 17, 18 years since I was about 18.
Right. Well, and thank God you had some insurance when you had appendicitis. Otherwise, we wouldn't be chatting with you today, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, that goes back to my postulation here that. A society that doesn't care enough about its own people to easily take care of them when they have sicknesses that can be treated, it isn't very compassionate. So, again, what would Jesus do?
Yeah.
You know, he'd get the shirt off of his back. He wouldn't take it off of somebody else.
Exactly. He'd want to help.
That's right.
He'd lend a hand, I think.
I think we almost all Americans really down at the core want to do that. But I start to hear these people talk about, well, you know, you're just out of luck, or you didn't plan ahead, or you didn't, you know, no one plans ahead for getting cancer. No one plans ahead for having a stroke. No one plans ahead for any of this stuff. You may do things that increase
your
risk.
Or a four-year-old with brain cancer.
Brain cancer, you know, no child plans ahead to have a genetic disease.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, come on. And we could just show a little more compassion. The other thing is all this talk about the money and lowering our taxes so that we wouldn't be burdened. It's like, tax me, please. Tax me so that I have very little to worry about except accomplishing my goals and making my society better for everybody in it. That's all I want.
Yeah. Hey, man, I think a lot of people agree with you. Dave, awesome call. Thanks for holding through news for me.
Sure thing, John.
All right, man, call me again.
Okay.
303-713-7600 is the phone number to get me. We're talking about health care. Anything else you want to talk about from yesterday's news conference with President Barack Obama? If you want to talk about Iran, that's cool. If you want to talk about his anti-smoking bill. Meanwhile, he says he's 95% cured of smoking. Also, bike to work day. Open phones on this as well. I want your reports from the road today. You seen any funny business out there? You seen any side-by-side riders impeding on traffic? I saw a guy in a tricycle. One of those sit-down bikes with three wheels. Blew right through a green light, cut off traffic. Decided he didn't want to stop. Crazy. Tens of thousands of bikers on their way to work this morning. 303-713-7600. More of your phone calls on healthcare as well. Coming up next, Todd Parker. What does traffic look like right now?
Remember that today is Bike to Work Day.
Summer is such a beautiful time in Colorado. Make the most of your outdoor space at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center. June is Set Sale Month at Freehoff, so everything is on sale. And there's so many choices, too, from O.W. Lee and Homecrest to Brown Jordan and Tommy Bahama. 2 acres and 5,000 pieces of furniture in stock. And when you go, check out their new outdoor living space with all kinds of ideas for your patio or deck. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's. Either way, it means great deals at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Currently, we're at 65 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tired of happy hour specials that really aren't so special? Try the new Grand Happy Hour at Grand Lux Cafe, weekdays from 4 to 6 at Park Meadows Mall. They have daily specials on appetizers, beer, wine, and today's featured cocktail, the Vodka Pink Lemonade, is only $5.
I looked at her, and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, 10 years at least?
I look at her, and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
Ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at the Emmy Awards. Try Hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-300-9821. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-300-9821. 1-800-300-9821.
Triple scores and reports free as a trial member of Privacy Matters 123.
In this latest segment on Speaking Money, did you know people are spying on your credit score and you could be losing money without even knowing it? We're here with Robert Shirley from Better Money Management to explain. Robert, is that true?
Well, it's a fact. Credit card companies, lenders, insurance companies, they're all constantly checking your credit score and use it to decide what to charge you.
Is that bad?
Well, if there's a mistake, you could be paying through the nose unnecessarily.
So what can you do?
Well, the smartest thing to do is check your credit score.
Like on one of those internet services?
Exactly. But I recommend a service called FreeScore123.com.
Okay, why them?
Well, everybody has three different credit reports, and those scores can be different. But at freescore123.com, you can get all three scores for free and see what they say about you.
Free? Wow.
Check them out. Could save you a lot of money.
Okay, then. Get your three scores for free at freescore123.com. That's freescore123.com.
Your oil protects your engine, but what's protecting your oil? Next Oil Change uses a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for advanced engine protection. Don't cut corners. Go with Fram. The dirt stops here.
This is Ed Schultz. I hope you'll join me weekdays right here on AM 760 for Progressive Talk That Matters, the issues you care about. Maybe it's the economy, education, or the environment, or something like...
Yeah, this is a defining moment. This summer, 2009, this is going to be a defining moment, not for President Obama, but for the Democratic Party. Do you have any balls?
Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
7:24 in the morning, 36 minutes before 8 o'clock. Looks like another pretty nice day in the Mile High City. Some strange weather yesterday. Boy, the rain came in quick down in the south end. Also in Parker, I was stuck out in that rainstorm and lightning storm. A lot of fun. 303-713-7600. What are you guys experiencing out there on Bike to Work Day? You heard Todd Parker right there report the first bike and car accident in the morning at Santa Fe and Alameda. Don't like to see that, but I do wonder who was at fault. 303-713-7600. Also talking about health care and yesterday's news conference at the White House with President Barack Obama. He addressed health care, Iran, several other issues, including the anti-smoking bill, stimulus. So if you want to comment on any of those, we're open game here, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Ron in Wyoming. Good morning, Ron.
Hello.
Hey.
Can you hear me, Dave?
I can hear you. This is John Turk.
Okay, John, I'm sorry about
that. That's okay.
That. This is bad reception area on phones. But you know, Dave, I'm going to change the subject. You know, what I'd like to see done, instead of a bunch of talk through this government, would be jobs being created in this country for the younger generation. There's basically nothing out there for them. They need to quit talking and start doing stuff.
Yeah, placement? Where's the placement for kids coming out of college these days?
God, I don't know. I mean, I think it's in the very it isn't even in the teens. They could build the transatlantic subway that's been thought of over 10 years ago. The tube to go back from New York to Europe. There's several different ideas out there, but these people are doing nothing. You see, and that, another view.
So, in your opinion, the stimulus isn't working so far.
Well, yeah,
it's not. Well, it's maybe infusing some cash, but jobs aren't really being created yet.
Yeah, exactly. But then again, going back to the automobile manufacturer company, all this money they gave them, if they'd have put that in the mortgage situation gave these people houses, they would have had the money to go out and buy cars, and that would have healed itself.
Yeah.
I mean, it's totally crazy.
Yeah, it seems, you know, we're... Like, I was thinking about this yesterday. It seems like I'm playing, or, you know, life is about Monopoly. It seems like I'm playing a big game of Monopoly, but I don't understand how the game's played and where the money's being spent.
Exactly.
You know? It's just like, it just seems like it's all fake money. It doesn't seem realistic to me. The stimulus and where we're putting our money and, you know, more money being approved for the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. And meanwhile... You have people dying here. You have homeless folks.
That's right. And, you know, they've
people without health care, children dying, you know, because companies won't pick up the health care bill.
It's bad. And they've got the knowledge to do it. There are an awful lot more people.
Yeah, there's, you know, with this whole new green economy ideal, where are the jobs being created right now? The only thing I see it locally is in all the road construction going on right now. A lot of people are probably getting jobs in construction. I mean, you see it everywhere, even on roads that don't even need repair.
That's right. They're even doing it out right here where I'm at. They're going to expand it.
Yeah, they did it in my neighborhood in Highlands Ranch, and it was fine. I swear it was fine.
Yep. You know, and another view.
Yeah.
Is they can never correct problems in government. That's happened since day one. But what they need to do is start asking the people of the country, say, hey, look, what do you want? What can we do? Instead of them making the decisions, and then they think that's all hunky-dory because they make it for themselves. It's all wrong, hey, John, but I know you're pretty busy, so I'm going to let you go, buddy.
Hey, man, I love talking to you.
Cool. Thank
all you, right, buddy. Call me again, brother. We'll see you soon. 303-713-7600. Got an email, or I guess it was a Facebook message yesterday from one of my buddies and listener of the show, Beverly. Said, why don't we set up a special vote for this whole healthcare thing? Why do we need to rely on what the politicians and President Obama want? Why can't we have the say in this one? I don't know how that would how that would work, but hey, I'm all for it. Let it go to the people. This one affects every single one of us, so maybe that one should be decided by the people. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Eddie in Littleton. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning. You're always a great call screener, and you're doing a nice job on your new job here.
Thank you, Eddie. I'm just trying to hold the fort down till Dave and Jay get back.
You're holding your own.
Thank you.
I hear all these people calling in on health care, and I guess I sort of come from the opposite perspective. I'm very leery about all these savings. When I see Medicaid, you know, outgoing projections by six or sevenfold, the state of Massachusetts passed the health care, universal health care, 3 or 4 years ago, projected to be $400 or $500 million. Now it's $800 million. I mean, time after the prescription health care coverage, time after time, when these politicians get together or the public thinks they're going to get something, it ends up being substantially higher. But I have a solution for all these people who want this health care and are willing to pay for it. Right now, 18% of our GDP goes into health care, irrefutable. So let's tack on 18 cents of every dollar, a sales tax, 18 cents sales tax for health care. And if your plan is so great and the government's going to save all this money, and putting the private insurers out of business is going to improve things, and having these bureaucrats and government workers are going to bring costs down. Maybe it goes to 14 cents. But everybody pays. The homeless, the winos, everybody pays for their health insurance. The illegal aliens pay for it. What's wrong with that idea?
I don't know. Maybe we can throw that one out there.
Well, when these people call in, ask them that.
People will freak out if you have another 14% sales tax.
Yeah, they're all willing to.
Because right now, depending on where you live, it's like, what is it, 10% in Denver?
Yeah, they're willing to pay for it. So instead of $1.07, it's $1.25, whatever it is. But if they say they want this and are willing to pay for it, ask them where the rubber meets the road. Are they willing to add another 18 cents onto it? Because that's what it is.
All right, we'll ask.
And there's 50 million people out there uninsured who are getting it for nothing now. So,
isn't that the problem? Shouldn't they be in the pool? And a lot of those folks are probably healthy, don't you think, Eddie?
Well, I don't know about that, but I think it would bring to light, maybe
guys like Sean, our other conservative caller last hour.
Maybe people would start questioning some of the things that are covered by insurance.
Maybe if we had healthy people in the healthcare pool, it might even itself out a little bit. But I don't know. Adding a 18% sales tax.
Somebody has to pay for it. But nobody wants to talk about that. When I hear these people calling in, for the most part, what I hear them saying is...
You hear them saying they want free health care?
I want somebody else to pay for it. That's what
I don't hear that. Eddie, I'm not hearing that.
Well, then ask them the 18-cent question.
Okay. We'll throw it out there. Hey, thanks a lot, buddy. See you. 303-713-7600. Bill in Longmont. One more quick one before break. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, once I turn to the last caller, once I factor in all the costs I'd be saving in other areas, that 18 cents would probably even out just about. Yeah.
You think so? So you're with that plan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Because if you look at it in the big picture, once you would get the savings in other areas and all the take out the inflated costs that insurance companies pay, that companies pass on to us, and the costs of
it would probably level out.
We buy, that 18 cents. I would probably net when at the end of the year, I'd probably end up spending less money. So yes, sir, I would.
Yeah, I just don't get where guys like Eddie and Sean. About morally, how can they? I would think that they would say that children shouldn't deserve free health care either.
Well, I mean, Dave talked about. Governor Lamb. What Governor Lamb said back then when he was talking about that was that old people have a duty to die and get out of the way. That was his exact quote. Dave would say...
Well, who supports stuff like what Governor Lamb is? Who put him on the radio yesterday? I know who it was.
Sure. Yeah, I do too.
You know? Come on. Who supports that? That guy right there.
Yeah.
The Catholic guy down the hall.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. The guy who is so moral about abortion then advocates an insurance system, a healthcare system based on your ability to pay. So if you don't have the ability to pay, you're going to die and get out of the way. So it's economic.
That really supports Catholic ideals and religious ideals, doesn't he?
Well, he's kind of a cafeteria Catholic. He opposes abortion, but he also has no problem with the death penalty that the Vatican is opposed to.
Hey, Bill, I'm losing on your cell. You got bad coverage right there?
No, am I back?
You're cracking out on me.
All right, wait a minute. Let me change. I'll get there and...
Now you sound better now.
How about that?
Yeah, you sound a lot better.
Very good. Yeah, I was just going to say he's a cafeteria Catholic. He opposes abortion, but he has no problem with capital punishment, which the Vatican is equally opposed to.
I brought that up last week as well. Yeah. I don't understand that whole hypocrisy.
Yeah, but your last caller, I noticed, brought up one of the conservative talking points that a universal health care would drive private insurance out of business. They just take that as a given. It wouldn't. And the reason why is this. Companies offer health coverage to lure better employees. That's part of the perks, part of the offer to lure the best people in. If they are dropping the private coverage that they offer, wouldn't that be a concession that the public option is a better plan?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like this. You know, as you're telling me this, I'm going back through my news story and trying to answer this one for Eddie. Why would it drive private insurance out of business? He said of the proposed public option. If private insurers tell us they're offering a good deal, then why is it that the government, which they say can't run anything, suddenly is going to drive them out of business?
Yeah, I thought conservatives believed that competition was good.
Yeah.
We have a
the free market. You know, yeah, competition is good.
It's a funny thing here up here in Longmont. We have the Longmont Rec Center. Now it's a public, you know, it's a government run. It's a public recreation center. Funny, it hasn't driven all the health clubs and the YMCA out of business. How'd that work?
Good question. Hey man, awesome call, Bill.
Yeah, what? Got one more.
Yeah, go ahead.
Got one more. Fox News was all over. You know, Obama is lagging behind Britain and France about condemning the Ahmadinejad's reactions in Iran. Well, gee, we're lagging behind Britain in France in healthcare too, but they don't mention that. since when should we be emulating? Now the conservatives flip around and say now we should be emulating Britain and France.
Yeah, let's emulate them. Follow France's lead. Good stuff, man. Hey, Bill, thanks for calling.
It's great. John, you're doing a great job.
Well, I'm having fun doing it. You know, it's a tough job.
I know it is, but you're a natural. You're doing a great job at it.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Tell Aaron Hart hello for me, okay?
I will do that down in Argentina.
Yeah, is she having a good time?
She's having a good time. She got her pocket picked once.
I heard about that.
Other than that, she's having a great day.
All right. Well, tell her hello and we miss her.
I'll do it.
All right. See ya. 303-713-7600. A little late for a break, but all you guys hang on. Doug, Nancy, everybody else holding. We'll get to you after this short timeout. We'll also got our market wrap coming up with Michael Spear around 7:50. But more of your phone calls. Any reaction to Eddie and Sean and the conservative listeners I've had so far this morning? Seems like they have a problem with helping people. 303-713-7600. Your call's next. Todd Parker, what does traffic look like?
Southbound I-25, really slow downtown on that approach to I-70, taking you towards Spear. Southbound 225, also crawling after that Parker curve up towards DTC. Now, we've got a rollover accident just coming in. This is westbound Hampton at Wadsworth. Lots of emergency crews on scene to that one. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We do have a chance of seeing some showers and thunderstorms afternoon. It's going to be a partly cloudy day with a high near 92. Overnight low dropping down to 62. Currently, we're at 65 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Goodyear has the tires for summer fun. Plus, get up to $100 by mail-in rebate when you buy 4 select Goodyear tires on your Goodyear credit card. Go to GoodyearTires.com or see your participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval. Certain restrictions apply.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can...
Hey, it's Tom Hartman to tell you about the Natural Sleep Store.
Did you know that your mattress could be emitting toxic, cancer-causing chemicals? That's right. Most mattresses are filled with synthetic materials that are unhealthy for you and the environment. The Natural Sleep Store carries the highest quality organic mattresses, including the customer favorite, Savvy Rest. Visit their showrooms in Denver or Fort Collins and mention this ad to receive a 10% discount plus free delivery when you purchase an organic mattress. For details, visit thenatural.com.
No payments for 3 months. If you prefer to lease, you need to hear about the affordable short-term lease payments on all our Lincoln models. Test drive any of our spectacular Lincoln Mercury product and experience Ford's commitment to quality for yourself. Lincoln Mercury has survived the sharpest decline in sales that the automotive industry has ever experienced without using your tax dollars. Serving you since 1919, Landmark is Denver's exclusive Lincoln Mercury dealer. We're located at 5000 South Broadway, just north of Bellevue. You can also browse our inventory online at buylincolns.com. Thanks to Lincoln Mercury's absolute commitment to quality and Landmark's commitment to complete customer satisfaction, we both will be here to serve you for a long time to come. Make the Landmark decision.
Hey, do you owe money? Have big bills? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to your bank and tell them you don't want to pay them back, or you'll give them back some of their money, but not all of it. If you did this, you'd get thrown out of the bank. But as crazy as this sounds, this is exactly what the partner companies and National Debt Relief will do for you. If you have credit card debt, department store card debt, gas card debt, medical bills, or any unsecured debt, National Debt Relief firms will help you settle those debts for less than what you owe. It's that simple, but you have to call them. So grab a pen and take down this number, or better yet, store it in your cell phone right now. 1-800-426-7119. When you call this number, you're going to get free information that holds the secrets the banks don't want you to know. Free information that lets you pay less than you owe. 1-800-426-7119. Come on, you only have so much money, so stop throwing it away. Get your free information now. 1-800-426-7119. This is a limited time offer, so call today. 1-800-426-7119.
Your car. Keeping it going means making it stop correctly, too. With the Midas Secure Stop Brake Service, we start with a brake inspection. And if you need them, we'll install brake pads or shoes for just $99.99 per axle. The Secure Stop Brake Service, just $99.99 per axle. Midas, we're on this road together.
Additional parts and labor extra shop fees may apply. Most vehicles limited time offer at participating Midas.
Ryan, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
My last customer was really busy with work. Unfortunately, a rock cracked his windshield, and he knew it wasn't safe to drive, so he called Elite Safelite. I came right to his office and replaced it the very next day. He was thrilled. He could keep working, and it was replaced before he knew it. And thanks to his insurance coverage, he only had to pay his deductible.
Let Elite Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
7:41, 19 minutes before 8 o'clock here, AM 760, John Turk filling in for Jay Marvin. I do have a person I've been wanting to get a hold of all morning long, Nathan Wilkes. If you're listening in the beginning of the 6 o'clock hour, I played an audio clip of a video that was on guaranteedhealthcare.org that I was referred to yesterday by President at Healthcare for All Colorado, Dr. Irene Aguilar. And Nathan, forgive me for trying to get you to call in the show this morning, but I played that and I was really moved by it. I know it's a couple of years later, but can you update us on what is happening with the healthcare situation with you and your son?
Sure. Good morning.
Good morning, Nathan. Thanks for doing this, buddy.
No problem. I listen to you every morning, so it's great to call in every once in a while. I can't remember which video you were looking at.
It was one from 2007.
Okay. So, story, you know, chronic a son with chronic illness, the story hasn't changed. We always had excellent health care, excellent insurance, but over several years it just got worse and worse and worse because of the games that the insurance company would play and, you know, put the screws to the company to essentially we had a cap and I was, you know, forced to take my son was forced off the plan. Went to the state high-risk pool, which also has a cap. We burned through that whole cap. And when that video was made, or before that video was made, we always had an exit strategy, which was not a good one. You know, there were many options, divorce and having the
– Yeah, divorce was one of the options.
All these crazy things. And But our exit strategy was for myself to go into business for myself as a, you know, just anything. It doesn't matter what. But as long as I had two employees, I would fit into the small group market. Well, that, you know, and that actually didn't work until the Ann McGeehan and House Bill, or 1355, I believe it was, here in Colorado, basically created a modified community rating for small group, which basically means kind of what you want for insurance is you want to create the largest risk pool possible. And what that did was it said, okay, all the small group insurers in Colorado, you can't rate people up based on their health status or claims history.
Mm-hmm.
They do it based on age and geography and things that you can predict from year to year. So it effectively put the same rate factor across the board for all small group companies. So I would have my own business, and then they would not be able to rake me over the coals and force me to pay tens of thousands of dollars a year for insurance, which was great. So that's what we're doing now, and it's difficult, you know, because now I got to run my own business. I basically do consulting.
Yeah, what do you? I know you ran for Senate District, what, 27 last year?
27, yeah, and that was
phenomenal. And you were pretty close, too.
Yeah, and that was great. Because I spent my time, I'm knocking on doors of Republicans and all these things, and they're telling me, I've never voted for a Democrat in my life. And I pitched this progressive Democratic agenda with universal health care.
Right.
They're like, that sounds awesome. That's exactly what I want. I'm going to vote for you. So I was getting people that were, you know, women that were anti-abortion. I'm like, well, talking about the health care would actually reduce abortion rates because now it's you take the economics out of the equation, all these people that can't afford to have a kid because they don't have the health care, take the economics out, now it's affordable for them to have a family, it's affordable for them to stay home because they're not worried about those costs. So I was getting all sorts of people that I was talking to saying, yeah, that's great, I'm going to vote for you. So it's a really, you know, it crosses party boundaries. And that one of those last callers you had, the 18-cent guy, that's just ridiculous. He's kind of a fool.
Can you explain why?
Well, he's basically saying, yeah, we're paying, in a nutshell, he's like, we're paying 18% of GDP already. So we're paying essentially twice as much as any other country.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, and you know, that's a fact.
Yep.
So he's saying, so his argument is just completely fallacious because if we're already paying that much, and we're paying twice as much as any other capitalist democracy country is paying, and they've all got better care, why wouldn't you tack on another 18 cents of sales tax? You're paying double what we're already paying double for. So the idea of universal health care is we're already paying that money today. We're paying more than it would cost to cover everybody with the best care possible and improve quality and reduce costs. So the long, you know, if we get to a single payer system, we're actually reducing our costs. So we're paying stuff today. You know, you may be paying as a family, maybe your premium may be $10,000 a year and your company picks most of that up. But you get to a single payer system and suddenly you're not paying premiums anymore at $10,000 a year. You may be paying, you know, $6,000 to $8,000 in taxes, but overall, you're decreasing your.
Yeah, you're decreasing your cost.
So his argument that, well, why don't we increase 18 cents tax to pay for it? The point is we're already paying for it and then some.
Yeah. Can I ask you, how is your son doing?
He's doing phenomenal. He's doing great. His cost of care has decreased because we've been able to.
Well, I know it was around $3.25 million in 2007, right?
Yeah, a few years it was that expensive, but it's, I'm not sure what it is now, but it's decreased considerably basically because we're doing these preventive things that, and we're taking care of it. So if you've got somebody in his condition or basically anybody in chronic illness, if you don't take care of it, and yes, it may be expensive to take care of it up front, but if you don't take care of it, it costs a hell of a lot more, down the road. And his, you know, his cost of care has come down, and he's just like any other 5-6-year-old boy running around.
Right.
He's got.
That's awesome to hear.
Yep.
And I was so glad to find out that you were my Facebook friend this morning as well.
Uh-huh.
And I wish we would have gotten you on the radio earlier. I'm sorry. This is, you know. I've been ignoring this.
It's good to get out there, and you know, I'm working with great groups like Healthcare for All of Colorado.
Yeah. So you probably know Dr. Irene Aguilar pretty well.
She's a great.
She is great, isn't she?
Excellent, yep.
All right. Well, listen, keep us updated, and I'm pulling for you guys. I'm glad that the situation is getting better and costs are going down. That's awesome. And you're able to, and you were, and you didn't have to get a divorce to get health care for your child.
Well, costs aren't going down. I mean, cost of care is going down, but our cost of insurance is going way up.
Right.
You know, year to year, but it's not as going up as fast as it would have been had we been. I mean, there's only a few states that are under modified community rating rules. The rest of them, if you have some, and that's the point. All these small businesses that can't afford care, or even the ones that can, as soon as somebody has heart attack or, you know, a spouse with MS or, you know, any of these crazy things,
mm-hmm.
Suddenly the next year they can't afford insurance for their employees and they're out. They're out. So,
well, it's a depressing situation going on out there in the state of healthcare in America. And thanks to folks like you and is it Sanja? How do you pronounce your wife's name?
Yeah, Sanja.
Sanja. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, for bringing us out there and letting everybody know what your situation was, and I'm glad your son is doing okay. And if there's anything I can do myself or the station or our listeners, I'm sure we'd be willing to jump to action for you, okay?
Sure, great. Thanks a lot.
All right, Nathan, stay in touch, man. I'd like to meet you and Sanja and your son. And I think you have two sons, right?
Two daughters and a son.
Oh, two daughters and a son, okay. Would love to meet y'all sometime.
All right, thanks
Hey,
a lot,
thanks
man.
A lot, Nathan. Take care. 303-713-7600. Doug. Nancy, Beth, sorry about the wait. Nathan called in. I've been trying to get a hold of him all morning, so I apologize. I had to bump him up a little bit. But I want to take your phone calls. Michael Spear, our market update coming up next after Todd Parker takes a look at traffic.
Eastbound C-470, pretty slow. Wadsworth towards Santa Fe. Brakes loose for just a little bit, but then you'll tap your brakes again once you get to Broadway. We have a surface street rollover accident. This is westbound Hampton on the approach to Wadsworth. Pretty bad one. Sounds like cleanup's going to take a while. Now, remember that today is bike to work day. That means there's going to be a lot of our two-wheeled friends on those side streets, so watch out for those guys. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Independence, financial stability, integrity. That's Citywide Banks, a Colorado bank helping metro area businesses thrive for more than 45 years. Take advantage of Citywide's local lending expertise. Bank local, bank Citywide. Call or log on today, citywidebanks.com.
We have people who are working two and three.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
This summer, Comcast presents Ben Stein and Shaquille O'Neal in Locked and Loaded.
Ben, will you please keep up?
I'm sorry, Shaq. I had my horse in reverse.
We got to let them know about Comcast Locked and Loaded HD Triple Play offer.
And this really is a fantastic offer. Just $99 a month when you lock in for 2 years. That is big savings.
And the package is loaded. You get faster internet, unlimited nationwide calling, and free HD. And if that wasn't enough, it includes HBO.
You also get $100 cash back and a free HD DVR for 6 months. I feel like we've been riding forever.
Nah, it's only been about 30 seconds.
Oh.
The new Comcast HD Triple Play offer. With HBO included, a free HD DVR for 6 months and $100 cash back. All for only $99 a month for 2 years. But hurry, this offer ends July 12th. So call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Restrictions apply. Minimum term contract and early termination fee apply. Regular rates apply after promo. Equipment installation, taxes, franchise, and phone fees extra. Cashback requires activation within 30 days and accounting good standard.
Our 54 points. The NASDAQ's up 23, almost 24. The S&P's up 8. The Marvin is up 6.5. Some people call it the Russell. Up 6.5 points on that index. We also have the Federal Reserve speaking today at about noon 15 our time. To let us know what they're going to do with interest rates. Pretty much widely expected that they'll do nothing with interest rates. And
yeah, they're trying to tweak these economic revival programs.
Yeah, that's really what's going on. And we want to see how much they're going to plan to tweak them and if they're still going to be real accommodative. They're really on a tightrope here, trying to keep inflation in check and make sure that we don't go into an inflationary time here or dramatic inflationary time and still keep the system pretty accommodative to loosen things up. So really walking a tightrope there. They're having to walk a fine line. We'll see what they say at noon 15. That'll affect the markets too.
Hey, I want to give you time to plug the annuities workshops you guys have going on. Can you give us the dates on those again? I got the numbers and info for you.
Yeah, June 16th at 6:30 p.m. That's a Thursday afternoon. And then Saturday morning, the same thing. And really what it is it's an educational workshop on how to understand an annuity so you can make good decisions. They're right for some people and not right for everybody, however, though. So if you really want to understand the nuts and bolts and the workings of them, we do have a complimentary workshop coming up on July 16th and the 18th.
You said complimentary. Complimentary.
Yeah, free.
Wow, awesome.
Free, baby.
In this economic times, that's awesome. The number to call for more information on that workshop, 303-694-1600. Or if you'd like to talk to Michael Spear or anybody on his team, call 303-749-2770. I use them. I think you should, too. Michael, we'll talk to you again tomorrow at the same time.
Sounds good, buddy. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you, bud. See you.
All right, John.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible. And now you can, too. Better yet, you can start learning a language for free. Call now to get your free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. 1-800-700-8550. Your free demo comes equipped with the tools you need to start learning a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills. And to prove it, we want you to try our amazing language demo absolutely free. Just call Rosetta Stone and see how fast and easy it is to learn a language. For your free demo, call 1-800-700-8550. Now you can learn languages the same way that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and thousands of schools have for years. And best of all, you can start for free. Experience the fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Call now to get your free demo from Rosetta Stone and start learning any of 30 languages for free. Call 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
7:55, got a couple minutes, or about 3 minutes before we got to head out to CBS News. Doug and Nancy, I appreciate your patience. I'm trying to get you both here before the top of the hour. Doug in the Mints, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Nothing, man. I'm sorry about the wait.
No, not a problem. That was well worth listening to. I hope everything's good with him and his family.
Yep.
Whoever called you and suggested talking to Canada, I think that's a killer idea.
That was a good idea.
I think if we sit there for 4 hours and listen to all the Canadians calling in and talking to us, I think that's what we need to do, is to have the Canadians talk to us, and you and whoever the station up there would be, to be a just monitor it, man.
Yeah, a simulcast and just kind of hang out and let these people talk.
Yeah, and I think that'd be awesome.
That'd be good. Or, you know, how about this? How about a Canadian healthcare professional? How about, like, a Swedish healthcare professional? Maybe somebody from the UK?
Sure. Anything would work if we can just talk to people up there and find out what really, really is going on. Then we've got a better idea of what we would want to do.
Yep, and I dig it, man.
When it comes to Sean, I really don't mean to be facetious and all that rude and mean, but this guy needs to get sick and have a pre-existing condition before he wakes up. Sorry.
Yeah, you know I don't wish ill on anybody, but sometimes it takes that to get a little dose of reality.
That's right, and we need a whole lot of reality on this issue. So, Sean, if you're listening, it'd be awesome to have you call back and give us your opinion after hearing all the callers now. So go get the other caller. Have a good morning, John.
Thanks a lot, Doug. We'll see you.
See ya.
Nancy in Denver, I got a minute for you. If that's not enough, I'll get you after news. So, Nancy, go ahead and don't feel like you're in a rush, okay?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well,
are you healthy today?
Yes, sir.
All right, good.
That was the point of the call.
Okay.
Okay. I am one of those lucky people that happen to be on a public plan. And don't anybody dare say it is free. It's not. I pay my monthly premium just like everybody else on insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I'm on Medicare, obviously.
Hey, Nancy, listen, I'm out of time. I only got about 15 seconds left before the top of the news. Can you hang through news? We'll let
yes,
you finish
sir.
Up your thoughts.
Yes,
I didn't
sir.
Know if you were running, but I want to talk to you, give you more time. Also want to talk to you, Kevin. Hang on, Nancy. We'll get more of your phone calls. Fill them up, 303-713-7600, responding to President Barack Obama's news conference yesterday at the White House. Your call's next after CBS News.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
60 Minutes. CBS News. Face the nation.
Stay informed with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. If I know about something great, you know I have to share it. And that's how I feel about Rocky's Autos. Let me give you some reasons why you should shop at Rocky's Autos. Number one, they're locally owned and operated, and they care about the community that they do business in. They're big supporters of AM 760 and have been big supporters of my show. And I thank them for that, and I think you should patronize people locally who do spend their hard-earned money to advertise. Second of all, they have the largest selection of clean, late-model, previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. These things are great, the selection is great, and you're bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you go buy a new car, oh, it smells great. And all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Autos, drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. In some parts of the country, breathing could be hazardous to your health. CBS's Steve Kathan tells us why.
From the traffic congestion of L.A. to the industry of Madison County, Illinois, two of 600 neighborhoods where what's in the air could mean a greater cancer risk.
It helps us to identify areas where there is a potential for high risk.
Dave Gwinnip of the EPA.
These risks are, in my view, nothing to be alarmed about.
But he says it is a warning for government to do what it can in those places to limit air pollution. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
It's the latest green shoot suggesting a turn in the economy could be coming. The government says orders for big-ticket durable goods posted a solid gain in May. Economist Stuart Hoffman.
That's a good sign. That was despite big drop-off in orders to auto manufacturers, particularly GM and Chrysler, which means outside of that, there is some life in manufacturing.
A measure of business investment posted its best gain in 5 years. Healthcare reform is the talk of the town in Washington at a hearing that began within the past hour. Health Secretary Kathleen Sebelius is telling Congress President Obama would listen to suggestions that don't bust the budget. The president hasn't said if he's open to a new tax to pay for expanded health care. There's a 1 in 5 chance your teenager is sexting, sending or receiving suggestive messages, or compromising snapshots. Ernie Allen runs the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, the group that came up with that figure.
What we want kids to understand is once these images are out there, you can't get them back. So there really are serious risks and implications.
Aides told the public South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford was hiking the Appalachian Trail during the 4 days he was missing. But a South Carolina newspaper says he was actually on a trip to Buenos Aires, Argentina. Lieutenant Governor Andre Bauer says he's concerned that Sanford's staff may have lied. There's no reason to believe that Iranian leaders will cave in and call a new presidential election. CBS's Vicky Barker has the latest from the Foreign Desk.
The wife of Iranian opposition leader Mir Hossein Mousavi has called for the release of all those detained since the protests began. But even as Zahar Ranavard's words were reaching the outside world, Iran's Ayatollah Khamenei was insisting the government will not yield to pressure over the disputed election.
Defense Secretary Gates is ordering creation of a new military cyber command to protect the Pentagon against a cyber war. Fair attack. CBS News Homeland Security analyst Paul Kurtz says the threat is real.
There is no question that we have not adequately.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Former Rockies manager Clint Hurdle speaking about the Rockies. He's in a post-Hurdle era on the MLB network. Hurdle says he's a Jim Tracy fan, but that the manager isn't the main issue.
We couldn't put... two and two together early in the season, first 2 months. No continuity, no... momentum. They stuck with it. They made a managerial change. Critical timing. Jim Tracy, the bench coach, has come in with the help of the coaching staff, but the players are the story.
The Rockies were 18-28 this season. Season under Hurdle, and they've had two nice streaks under Tracy, winning 17. Of 19 after last night's loss in Anaheim. 15 men, including four active duty servicemen in Colorado, have been arrested on child pornography charges. Police in Colorado Springs expect to arrest at least 10 more. The men range in age from 18 to 70. And it's Bike to Work Day. Bicycle Colorado's Dan Grunig reminding bike riders. It's a two-way street.
Bicyclists have to follow all the rules that drivers follow, and then there's an additional set of restrictions. Based on them, and including things like hand signals.
Denver police are out enforcing the rules this morning. For one, it's against the law to ride on the 16th Street Mall. Sports again. And the Rockies lose last night to the Angels 4-3. Final game of that series tonight in Anaheim. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one and the only
entertaining Marvel Comics plans to resurrect the beloved super. Superhero for a five comic book series entitled Captain America Reborn, starting July 1st. Despite information about his return being closely shielded, there are rumors of a big budget movie slated for release in 2011. Actress Demi Moore has reportedly offered Scottish singing sensation Susan Boyle close to $50,000 to sing at her and Ashton Kutcher's fourth wedding anniversary later this year. A source close to the couple has revealed that they think that Susan is absolutely brilliant and that she would eat Ashton alive if she got her hands on him.
Showbiz. America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
24 world-renowned chefs, each battling for the title Top.
lymphoma, and other such conditions like acne.
My father has cancer, and he's dealing with that now. Basically, he had to be picked up in my mother's system. My mother cannot quit her job because then my father will have a pre-existing condition, and he will never get care again. God bless America.
Yeah. No, sorry, man.
Yep.
Sorry about that situation. Hey, you add a lot to the show always, brother.
No, okay.
All right. Keep it up, man. We'll talk to you soon. 303-713-7600. I'll take another quick one here before break, but... We're in open lines, open topics if you want. You want to talk about Iran or stimulus or anything else going on there. Also, how was your experience of riding to work today on a bike? Do you have any problem with motorists out there? Did you motorists have any problems with the bicyclists? Want to hear from you. 303-713-7600. John in Highlands Ranch, thanks for your patience too, sir.
This is John, Highlands Ranch. Your last gentleman on the radio had it right on... smack on as compared to the one before that who seemed to think that Canadians and the Europeans and the English were satisfied with their single-payer type systems. I spent 9 years, 10 years in the Marine Corps in the 60s. And I'm over 65 now, so I've got Medicare, but I have to pay a supplemental for the holes and med, and the VA even charges me co-payments. I should really have a card in my pocket that allows me to go into any doctor, pharmacy, anywhere in the country and get treatment, and every single veteran should have the same thing. We've got veterans out there on the street now that are dying and from PTSD and Gulf War syndrome and symptoms and they're coming back from the Middle East with depleted uranium poisoning and other kinds of Gulf War illnesses and you know, going into sleeping under park benches and not being able to get treatment. A single payer type system could incorporate in the pledges we've made to veterans to take care of them and the gentleman before last probably gets most of his news off the corporate-controlled mainstream, I say that in quotes, press that is really a propaganda outlet for big pharma, big medicine, you know, the defense industry and stuff like that. And we just need to wake up and make these politicians do what's right for everybody.
You know, I agree with you.
Yeah.
John, you know, these VA, I'm trying to pull up this VA thing.
Yeah.
And, well, and even some of the care for our veterans is just disgusting, though.
It is, but it's that way because there's no outside review of them regularly. If you coordinated both systems together, then you could have more peer review, like the 92 cancer patients that were misdiagnosed or misoperated on for I think it was prostate cancer. I mean, that is outrageous. But it was because there wasn't a peer review doctor in place to do that. You couldn't have that situation arise if it was coordinated with a Medicare, Medicaid single payment system.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, hey.
Another question.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
A week or so ago, KBDI Channel 12 showed 9/11 Press for Truth, the Jersey Girls' quest to even get a 9/11 commission going. And they had a fantastic, a tremendous response on their comment section from that program, like five times any other single program that was shown. How about you guys doing a total day, a full day on, you know, what the corporate folks would like to call tinfoil hats, but a lot of the crazy conspiracies that have been foisted upon us, really, over the last 20 years, like, you know, JFK, 9/11,
yeah. Union. And, I mean, you know, the term conspiracy is kind of a backhanded term, you know?
Yeah, well,
conspiracy theorists versus tin foil hat wearing folks, you know? Jay wouldn't even really tackle the subject. He doesn't like talking to the conspiracy theorists about 9/11.
He even supposedly liberal or progressive stations don't like to touch that, but man, it's a fact. It's out there. We're getting a number down on us.
Well, you want my opinion on what I think happened on 9/11 in a nutshell?
Sure, go ahead.
I don't think they were working for us, but I think that we knew what was going on. We just kind of sat back and let it happen because they knew it would give them a carte blanche to get into a war.
Hey, well, the reason I know they're selling us a fish story is because I flew interceptors for 10 years. I know what's going on with the military. You know, what they're telling us is a lie.
Okay. Well, hey, I'll try to put together a program for you at some point, all right?
Great.
Thanks a lot, John. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
303-713-7600. Leroy, Shane, Matt, everybody hang on. Taking your calls next, but got to step aside for a quick timeout. Todd Parker also checks traffic for us.
Crews are still messing with that accident, I-70 and Kipling, so you're going to find some delays on the west side.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, getting dressed.
When it comes to identity theft protection, just getting a free credit report is like putting on your underwear and heading out the front door. If you don't feel incredibly vulnerable, you should. But with Identity Guard, you get an entire wardrobe full of online identity theft tools and technologies and expert telephone support that can answer any questions you may have about your underwear. I mean, credit report. All this from the company that's already protected over 20 million people from identity theft. My, it's a lot of happy customers. Anyway, get Identity Guard today. And put some clothes on, people.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious. ...21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value, free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
Everyone's out to beat the iPhone, and the folks at Palm are no different with the release of their new Palm Pre. Seen by many as the first serious challenger to the iPhone, the Pre boasts one of the best multi-touch screen experiences ever, a 3-megapixel camera, and a pretty slick new operating system. On the downside, you might find the slide-out keyboard just a little too small for your big fat iThumbs.
Ever wonder what happens when you delete all of those embarrassing photos from your social networking site? Well, surprise, surprise. Researchers have discovered that the answer could be nothing, for a while at least. Their studies showed that although deleted from a website server, it may take a little while for them to disappear completely off the web, and that direct links to the photos may still be active.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
After a legal battle which lasted almost a full year, Project Runway is set to return to screens in August. The main difference will be its location. Instead of airing on Bravo, season 6 of Runway will have a new home, Lifestyle. Despite its new location, the show promises fans the exact same show they know and love. The new producers or network bosses didn't want to change a thing.
Come a beautiful day, sunshine.
Eric, is this New Dave Matthews? Dave Matthews Band. Don't know when he's coming to Denver. I don't know if he has any scheduled shows coming up here. 303-713-7600. Last time I saw him, somebody threw like a sword or something at him at Pepsi Center. Stuck in the stage. I think he swore off Denver since then. 303-713-7600. Open lines, open phone calls, any topic you want to hit on. We've talked about healthcare pretty much all morning long. Let's go to Shane on a cell. Shane, thanks for calling the J. Marvin Show. This is John Turk.
Hey, John. Keep up doing the good work, man.
Thanks, man. I'm trying.
All right. Hey, you know, just I'm bringing a sort of little twist to this one. I brought up on Mario's show last night. I figured I'd do it for the morning group this morning. I work for a Fortune 50 company, and I've been there for quite a long time. You know, I pay maybe about $400 a month for my health and my medical and my dental insurance, plus a little other perks. And, you know, the bad part about it is I work for such a large corporation that we strive away from the customer service in our business, in our industry, compared to like a local office or a local owner that has his own business in the same line of work where they may cater to the customers and, you know, sort of massage them a little bit better and take care of your people. And same thing with your employees, you know, the employees, you know, sometimes I feel like a number at this corporation. Get me wrong, I've been there almost 20 years. But I'm sort of feel like I'm a slave to this corporation because I have inexpensive benefits compared to, you know, if I was to work for a small local company here in Colorado, I could spend $800 a month on health insurance. See where I'm going?
Yes, I do.
What's this thing?
Yeah,
so
I do.
I'm on full care option because I'll tell you what, even though I'm paying this, you know, $400 a month for insurance, I'd opt for something different, really.
Yeah, and I'm in the same boat. I'm paying about the same as you for a 5-person family, and yet I think there's ways I could improve it. I don't think we need to scrap what's going on. I just think there's ways to build on it.
But it also gets back to your own personal well-being. I mean, I enjoy what I do. I would like to do it and maybe have my own business one day doing it because I'm good at what I do. But the insurance sort of stops me because that's a lot of money to put out of my pocket.
Yeah, it is.
You see what I'm sort of getting? So I sort of feel like I'm enslaved to the corporation, but I'm sort of thankful, too. But like I said, if they could do an option or even if a single payer comes out 10 years from now, I'm all on board for it.
All right, Shane.
That's all I really want to say, man.
Good stuff, man. Hey, thanks for calling and taking the time to talk with me this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks. Anytime.
All right, dude. We'll talk to you soon. 303-713-7600. I want to get some phone calls on Bike to Work Day. I haven't gotten one yet this morning. Anybody run into a problem out there? 303-713-7600. I want to hear from you. Had one accident in the 7 o'clock hour at Alameda and Santa Fe between a bicyclist and a motorist. Did you see any of that going on out there? If you're a motorist, did you see any side-by-side riders? Did you see anybody blow through stop signs or stoplights this morning? We could take the last half hour, talk about Bike to Work Day. 303-713-7600. Leroy in Denver. Welcome to the show, Leroy. You're on with John Turk on AM760.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good. You?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hump day, baby.
I did call my senator and my representatives to encourage them to vote for a single-payer plan.
Okay.
And I have health insurance. I work for the post office. I have health insurance through them, and it's about I pay about $300, about $150 every pay period, you know, every 2 weeks. And my wife works for a large company, and she pays almost $400 a month. I can't drop mine and stay covered on hers because when I retire, I have to be covered for 5 years under health insurance to be able to keep my health insurance for my retirement, and she's the same. So we're both forced to keep our health insurances, because if something were to happen to either one of us, you know, we would lose our health benefits. So in having two insurances...
Yeah, it's a strange situation.
They're non-duplicating policies, which means that, in the old days, I had United Healthcare and she had United Healthcare, and I didn't have to pay anything. I'd go to the doctor, no co-pays, there's no deductible, nothing. I just go in and they would coordinate benefits. And it's different now. Even if I had, and I used to have United Healthcare and I dropped them and went with, Blue Cross. But, if her copay is $20 and mine is $30, because mine's primary and I go to the doctor, I got to pay $30.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing. And if she goes to the doctor, she pays her $20 and United Healthcare pays nothing. So even though we're both paying for family plans, that's the only way that we're going to be able to roll it over in our retirement. You know, we're kind of close to retirement, but, it really sucks, the insurance, you know, that we have and that we're forced to keep, even though we can only use one health insurance.
Yeah.
Even though we're paying for our family policies.
That's a bizarre situation. Yeah. You're the first person I've talked to like that's in a situation like this in a couple of weeks of talking about health care. But,
yep.
You know, so what do you support? Single payer, or you like the public option better?
Well, I would like, actually... Either one would be better than what we have right now. I mean, I would like a single payer program, actually, in my opinion. I would like a single payer program. Even with my medicines, I have a chronic illness, and I know that if I go to another insurance company, I would not be able to get insurance. You know, I, at one point, I was going to a specialist. I went to a specialist in 2006. 46 times, and it was $50 a pop every single time, and I was taking up almost $1,000 of medicine, and that's with two insurances a month, and that continued for about a year, and I'm still paying for the medical bills.
Gosh, I'm still paying for my appendectomy from last October.
Yeah, you know, so having two insurances really didn't help that much. You know, it really sucks, you know, to pay.
Yeah, almost, man, it sounds confusing keeping all your paperwork straight and who you got to pay for what.
Almost $8,000 a year, and still have the large copays and deductibles.
Yeah, my plan has gotten so jacked up that I don't know what my copays are when I'm going to a specialist or if it's just, you know, $10. They used to be just $10 copays basically for everything. Now sometimes I go in, I'm being charged $30, $50. And then when I check out, it seems like I don't know what I'm responsible to pay for.
Right. And then depending on the type of medicine you have the, you know, the generic, then you have the formulary, and then you have the brand name. So some of my medicines are $10, some are $25, some are $50.
Mm-hmm.
Then the insurance company offers to or asks you to go to your doctor and ask him to give you a one-month supply, but double the dosage, and they'll give you a pill cutter so you can cut the pills in half. And that's going to save you, you know, a month's worth of copay for your medicine. I don't really like having to cut my medicine. You know, I don't
know. No. All right. Well, Leroy, hey, man, I appreciate you taking time to call me this morning. You've been a great call. Is this the first time calling the show?
No, I've talked to you several times.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
I just get off of work, and I talk to you for a few minutes, and then I have to get going. So
okay.
I just got off work. I'm running my errands before I go to bed. So
you work the night shift?
Yeah, 7.
Dude, is that brutal in the summertime when you can't enjoy your summer days?
Well, you know, because of the medicines that I take, I have to stay out of the sun. So I have to wear long sleeve shirts and sunscreen, so it doesn't make any difference. To
okay.
Me.
All right. Well, let's go party during the night sometime, Leroy.
Oh well, it sounds good to me.
All right, dude.
That I can do.
All right. Have a good one. 303-713-7600. He's going to bed. Man, I don't know if I could ever get used to the graveyard shift. But looks like his condition anyway kind of lends itself to that type of work. 303-713-7600, Patrice, Dorothy, Bob. Don't go anywhere, you're next. But first, Todd Parker checks traffic for us.
I-70 still a little bit crowded right around Kipling following an earlier accident. Southbound I-25 looking a lot better downtown, but a little bit sluggish. Same deal for northbounders on I-25 on that approach to Alameda. As far as today's forecast goes, it's going to be a hot one with a high of about 91, 92 degrees. Sunny skies. We'll see some showers later on. Currently, we're at 72. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Next time you're at King Soopers, look for new lower prices on chicken and all ground meats. The new lower prices will help you put food on the table for a lot less. It's another way to get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
Find the best bargains on AM 7.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Want selection? If you desire a non-pressure, informative buying experience, put Landmark Lincoln Mercury on your list. I'm Tom Daniels, president of Landmark, and I'd like to invite you to drive the Lincoln Mercury difference. Now is your chance to get behind the wheel with low-rate financing and no payments for 3 months. If you prefer to lease, you need to hear about the affordable short-term lease payments on all our Lincoln models. Test drive any of our spectacular Lincoln Mercury product and experience Ford's commitment to quality for yourself. Lincoln Mercury has survived the sharpest decline in sales that the automotive industry has ever experienced without using your tax dollars. Serving you since 1919, Landmark is Denver's exclusive Lincoln Mercury dealer. We're located at 5000 South Broadway, just north of Bellevue. You can also browse our inventory online at buylincolns.com. Thanks to Lincoln Mercury's absolute commitment to quality and Landmark's commitment to complete customer satisfaction, we both will be here to serve you for a long time to come. Make the Landmark decision.
Great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Technology. Were you fast enough to snag your own little piece of internet history? Within hours of allowing Facebook users to register a unique username, millions had secured their personalized web address and were redirecting their friends to facebook.com/ followed by their shiny new username. If you weren't fast enough to secure yours, you'll have to either come up with something unique or add some digits at the end of the one you want.
991-1337.
.9 37, 23 minutes before 10 o'clock. John Turk filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. I've gotten a few instant messages. If you'd like to get me that way, you can do that at am760.net. That's from Don. I like the sales tax idea, but seriously, it doesn't need to be as high as 18%, especially if you have specific higher penalty taxes on purchases of things that are bad to your health, i.e. cigarettes, alcohol, food items, high in saturated fat and cholesterol. And while I call them penalty taxes, the purpose of them would be to make things more equitable so that people who cost the system more pay more. What do you think of that idea? 303-713-7600. Let's go to the phones, and we'll talk to Dorothy in Wheat Ridge. Hey, Dorothy.
Yes.
Hi.
Dave.
This is John.
I just wanted to throw something in here.
We went to visit my auntie in England, I guess, late 80s. She lived in a little row house by herself. Her husband had died. And the city paid for her windows in her little house because she'd worked all her life, paid her taxes. And these were the perks that you get when you get old and you're on your own.
Is that right?
Yeah. She also had a bus pass anywhere in Britain she wanted to go with her friends and so on, you know, providing it wasn't rush hour or something. And I also retired from a hospital here in the area, and I have never seen such waste in my life.
What do you mean by waste? Like at where? At the hospital?
Yeah, out back in the dumpster. We went out to break one day. There was all kinds of sheets. That thing was half full, and they were still in the plastic wrap.
And they're just dumping it?
Just dumping it.
So you see a lot of waste going on in these healthcare facilities as well?
They do, because they just jack the price up. They don't lose anything. That same hospital has got a $3 million addition going on right now.
It's like they say, your average overnight stay at a hospital is about $10,000, isn't it?
I would guess. I wasn't in the money end of it. I was more into inventory and restocking, but I saw what got thrown out.
How much food is wasted in the hospital on an average day?
Well, you're not allowed to take it home. Even if someone has hungry kids at home, you can't take it home.
Is that right? They'd rather see it go to the dumpster, huh?
Yeah, the one girl got fired, and she got permission to take it. Security caught her, and she got fired.
Jeez.
So,
Well, yeah, I don't know if.
But you know.
That's adding to healthcare costs, but it's definitely not a good observation.
I can't afford to do this in other countries. In Britain, I know when I lived there, and when my family did live there, people that lived in the Commonwealth came to Britain and had their babies, had their medical care done, and it was paid for because they lived in the Commonwealth. If they can afford to do that, why can't we do for our own?
That's the question. I think we can.
They
it's
want
a matter
to keep
of doing.
A certain class down.
They
I
do.
Am, I am convinced.
Well, let's qualify. Who are you saying they?
The people that have it don't want the rest of us to have it.
The rich.
Yeah.
But what about these politicians that are on what is basically the single-payer tax or single-payer health care? But yet some of them are fighting it. Do you think they'd be willing to give up their health care?
I think we should demand it.
The ones that are arguing against single-payer?
Yes. I remember.
All right, we'll drop your health care.
Yeah, we're going to drop yours. I remember years ago when Maggie Thatcher was in. I came from the north of England, and this lady crucified the north of England like Reagan did here. She was like his sister. And she was going to the north of England to visit and look for votes, I guess. And they told her, you better not, because we've got eggs, we've got rotten tomatoes, and we're waiting. And she didn't go. And this is the way you have to deal with them. You can't be nice, evidently. They don't care if your baby's dying or somebody else's grandma's.
It's morally dying. Corrupt.
Yes. And they have to be made to see the light. You can't be nice with them, obviously. We've tried. We can't. I just get so angry. I go to an acupuncturist and a chiropractor. I'm 70 years old. And I do my own backyard, my own vegetable garden, and they keep me going. The only reason I need a doctor is because if I'm ever in a car wreck and I am in the hospital, those people can't look after you. You have to have an MD.
Yeah.
Which I resent being told what's good for me.
All right, Dorothy. Hey, listen, I appreciate you calling the show. Is this your first time calling us?
Yes, it is.
Well, we're glad to have you. I don't think we've ever had a Dorothy on our show before, so it's awesome to talk to you.
That's supposed to be a gift from God, you know.
Is that what Dorothy means?
Yes.
Well, you're a gift from God, Dorothy, okay?
Have a wanted to tell you also.
Yeah.
All through the day, the radio cuts out.
We've been doing some work on our transmitters, so we do have some engineers up there doing some work on it.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you may have some... thank you for everybody who's called us over the last couple of days, but we have found out there is some work going on at the transmitter, so if you're hearing it popping in and out, I apologize, but just bear with us.
I thought it was my end. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. This via instant message from Holly. Cyclists. I live in Frederick and work in Boulder, so I deal with cyclists daily. For the most part, they are careful and courteous, and I can't say I've ever had a bad experience. Today, there were a few more, but not a lot more. Healthcare. Aren't those conservatives pro-life? Where does that end? Good question. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Patrice in Littleton. Patrice, thank you for calling the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good, you?
I'm doing great.
Excellent.
Yeah, I have an interesting story, and I get confused about how all of our, blustering from the lobbyists and from the right about how horrible health care is in Canada and how horrible health care is in Europe and how could we even possibly think of doing anything like anyone else or even looking at options. But my family was blessed and able to travel in Europe. We were traveling around Austria and Bavaria, and my 7-year-old daughter wakes up in some small village in Austria near the Italian border, and her eye is swollen shut, like pink eye or something. And you're like, oh, my goodness, now what? We're in Europe. What is this going to do to us? How much is this going to cost, you know, because you hear all these stories. Well, in broken English, we work with the lady who's running the lodge, and she helps us to, and this is a Sunday in Europe, she contacts the pharmacist who agrees to go and open his pharmacy and look at her and prescribe for her what she needs. So we're like, okay, well, we need to take care of her. It doesn't matter what it costs, right? The kindness of these people, the fact that this pharmacist would go open his shop, take a look at her, and prescribe what she needed, and it cost us $30.
Jeez, that's nice.
$30.
Did you, did you not opt to get insurance or health insurance for traveler's health insurance?
Well, no. I mean, we didn't opt for that.
Right. Now, a lot of people, you got to do that now if you travel abroad.
Well, I
know David Sirota was got health insurance before he went over to China in case something happened over there.
Right.
But you got lucky. You got super lucky.
We got really lucky. But this was a while ago. I mean, so this was several years ago,
okay.
and things have become more and more complicated each and every year here. Every year here gets more and more difficult to get your coverage to cover what it's supposed to. They write in more and more writers. They write in more and more little tricky language so that you go and then, you know, you find out after you've gone and think you're covered that you're not. So it's because priority number one is profit to the shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
Priority number one is now never health care for the patient or the client. That's not the number one job anymore.
It's not.
And that's the problem. I mean, and why could
I don't know why a lot of people don't see that.
Yeah.
The profits on the pharmacy.
Say, please, could you look at me and tell me, is there something that you could prescribe?
Hey, do you mind opening Walgreens has the 24-hour pharmacies, but you don't go there to see a doctor.
No. Well, they won't tell you anything either. If you have
right.
a prescription, they'll give it to you, but they won't advise or they don't, because
if you got a hemorrhoid, they ain't going to tell you what you should do.
Yeah.
They don't know. They're not there to give you advice, medical advice.
That's true. Well, I was making phone calls yesterday to senators' offices, and I was going to call Senator Bennett, and I was going down the list, and I dialed the wrong Bennett by mistake. I called the Senator Bennett from Utah, and I just asked what his stance was on the, including a strong public option for, in the, reform bill. And he's very concerned and opposed to it and actually proposing his own legislation and this aid. I said, and so what is it about? What is it, what's his legislation? And she said, well, his legislation is, I believe, just designed to protect privatized health care. But I was just astounded. I said, what? So he's writing legislation to protect what's happening right now rather than being a part of it.
Well, they're doing it. I brought this up. I don't know if you listened at all yesterday. But there's circulations going on among people in the insurance industry as well as in the pharmaceutical industry saying, in no way should you be supporting single payer.
Right.
So they're already up in arms and fighting it, you know, and telling all their employees as well.
Yeah.
You know, insurance agents.
Mm-hmm.
Just your basic broker. So it's like... I just see a big battle coming up, and it's like, if it doesn't take that much knowledge of how things work, I don't think, to know that what's going on right now isn't working.
Right.
And that it is morally bankrupt to not offer health care, especially to children that are under 18.
Exactly. And elderly who have
and
worked
seniors,
their lives
yeah.
and now no longer have
and
their
veterans.
Full income. And veterans, right. Yeah, it's just kind of an absurd situation that
we're in.
Yeah,
it sure is.
It's a big smoke and mirrors, man behind the cloud lie that we can't look at what any other country does and think it has any merit or reasonable, model to at least evaluate and consider. It's just a big smoke and mirrors. Yeah. It's all about the profit, and that's the bottom line.
Patrice, I'm so glad you got some good care while you're there in Europe, all right?
Me too, and thanks for listening.
Thanks for calling. Thank you. 303-713-7600. Let's take another quick one before break. Lisa in Denver, Karen and Bob, hang on. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm good, you?
Good. Hey, I had a conversation with you a week or so ago over the bicycle thing.
Yeah. Were you the one that said that you could run through stop signs just like bike?
No, I did not say run through, and I'm still
or not stop. Okay, all right. I'm glad you called back. Thank you. And if I misconstrued what you said, let's clear it up.
Okay. No, and I did check the motorcycle safety class that I did take. Says that you can come to a stop and not have to put your feet down. Just make sure that it's safe to go on, and that's a stop sign, and that's what I was alluding to.
Okay, but so, you do have to come to a complete stop, because everything I saw shows that you have to follow the same rules as motorists.
Well, right, but you don't have to, like, take your feet off the...
But how can you come to a complete stop without taking your feet off of it?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're not going to be... It's not going to be like you're going to get stopped because you didn't stop your bike, put your feet down, and then proceed. You can stop, but not take your feet off and keep going. So, I mean, it's not a complete stop.
It has to be a complete stop. Cars have to come to a complete stop. It still doesn't make sense to me, though, Lisa.
Okay. Well, I will.
Because here, I'm just reading this. This is Title 42, and it's a Colorado statute concerning bicyclists. And operation of bicycles and other human-powered vehicles. Every person riding a bicycle shall have all of the rights and duties applicable to the driver of any other vehicle under this article, except as to special regulations in this article, and except to as those provisions which by their nature can have no application. Said riders shall comply with the rules set forth in this section and section, and when using streets and highways within incorporated cities and towns, shall be subject to local ordinances regulating the operation of bicycles, the same as vehicles.
Okay. I'm going to contact.
And most of them, you know what? Do please, would you find out?
But my point is, after that conversation, I paid attention more to cars who ran stop signs in front of me. And I tell you, first of all, I've been on my bike almost every day since, or motorcycle. There are more cars that run stop signs to get in front of you to go slower than any bike or motorcycle I've ever seen. And I was astounded. I wanted to just count them and say, cars are the worst at running stop signs.
I don't think so.
I saw
a guy blow through a stop light, not a stop sign, a stop light yesterday. He was on one of those little, where you sit down and pedal, the three,
yeah.
And I don't know if he had a disability or what, but either way, he rolls, and this is on Highlands Ranch Parkway, pretty busy intersection there. Highlands Ranch.
Have terrible cyclists down there. I think it is.
I think it may be maybe concentrated down in Highlands Ranch. But this guy, it's a green light. He goes blowing through it, through traffic, and one car had to stop, screeching brakes, honking the horn, and the guy didn't even look or acknowledge him. He just kept riding like, here I am, da-da-da-da-da.
Well, he's an idiot.
Total idiot, and I see this a lot down in my neck of the woods. And I'm not saying all bicycles. I'm just saying most of the ones I see act like they own the roads.
Well, and I paid attention this weekend because I was out and, watched all the cyclists. And, I mean, I saw people wrecked because people were walking on the paths with dogs and, the dogs run in front of the bikes. And, I mean, it's tough, both sides. But bike to work day, I rode today, and I saw...
Were drivers courteous to you?
Very.
Okay, good.
It was very nice.
All right.
Ride, and I think that people can learn to get along. But I think... cars are pretty bad.
Yeah, I go motors. Obviously, they break the rules too.
Yeah,
I'm not saying they don't. Yeah. Lisa, you're awesome. I hope you're not mad at me. I hope
you
don't hate me. All right. Hey, thank you very much, and call me again. Call law enforcement and see what they say about coming to a complete stop. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Lisa. Bye. 303-713-7600. Going to take a quick time out, and I'm going to try to fit everybody in. So I'll probably have about 60 seconds for each of you when we come back. It's John Turk filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Here's Todd Parker in traffic.
Speeds are starting to improve on I-70 right around Kipling, that following a late accident. As far as the rest of the highways go, we're looking at decent speeds pretty much anywhere you're heading. Now, remember that today was Bike to Work Day, so you will see some more cyclists making their way around the metro right now, but especially when you're heading home following this afternoon's commute. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot one with a high of about 92 degrees. Currently, we're already at 73. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tired of explaining your business over and over because of banker turnover? The business bankers at Citywide have been with the bank an average of 10 years. That's valuable continuity for your business. Bank local, bank Citywide. Since 1963, citywidebanks.com.
You got people who are working two and three jobs. You got half of all kids in America.
Planting some trees this spring? Choose the right nursery. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Since 1993, family-owned Creekside Tree Nursery has been offering customers superior quality trees, a solid warranty, outstanding customer service, and prices below their competition. Well worth a small drive to Boulder for this kind of quality and value if you live in Denver. No fancy sales, no gimmicks, just bigger, better trees. Creekside Tree Nursery. Visit us at creeksideboulder.com.
Than they thought possible, and now you can too. Better yet, you can start learning a language for free. Call now to get your free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone, 1-800-700-8550. Your free demo comes equipped with the tools you need to start learning a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills. And to prove it, we want you to try our amazing language demo absolutely free. Just call Rosetta Stone and see how fast and easy it is to learn a language. For your free demo, call 1-800-700-8550. Now you can learn languages the same way that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and thousands of schools have for years. And best of all, you can start for free. Experience the fastest way to learn a language guaranteed. Call now to get your free demo from Rosetta Stone and start learning any of 30 languages for free. Call 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
Forgive me, I got a full mouth of Smash Burger. Sorry, I didn't know this commercial break was so short. Let's get back to them. Let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob, I got about 60 seconds for you. Go ahead.
John, I just want to run some real quick numbers by you. I retired, 10 years ago. And in the 8 years that we've been on a different plan with my employer, it's a group plan and I'm a retirement plan,
mm-hmm.
I probably paid $90,000 in insurance premiums.
Over 8 years,
and I'm still paying. Close to $8,000 a year just for my wife because I just went on Medicare.
Yeah, that's, $10,000 a year, a little more.
For you and your family at Anthem, it's $18,000 a year.
Yikes.
I'll see you later.
Hey, Bob. Figures that make you freak out. 303-713-7600. Karen in Johnstown. Hey, Karen.
Hi. I'm just going to list my gripes, okay?
Go ahead.
I'm 60 years old, have to be self-insured because I have pre-existing conditions. I have Kaiser. You've seen it gone up as much as 22% in 1 year.
Yeah.
Pfizer dictates where I live because they only cover certain zip codes.
Yeah.
And Pfizer prohibited me from applying a job in Fort Collins that was...
How can they prohibit you from applying for a job?
I live in Johnstown, which is about as far north as I can go.
Right.
There was a job in Fort Collins. It was working at a retirement community. It provided you a house. It was just a little office duty and a little maintenance. It paid over $40,000 a year, and I couldn't apply because Kaiser would have dropped my husband because he was on Medicare, and they would have given me, they would have probably tried to drop me because I was living outside of in a bad zip code. So, this insurance company is running my life.
That's ridiculous. Karen, I wish I had more time to hammer this one out, but I got to take a couple more calls, okay?
Thanks. Bye.
Kaiser, come on. What's going on with you guys? Larry, don't go anywhere. You're going to be my last caller. Brian, I got about 60 seconds for you. Go ahead, Brian.